This message, a prisoner by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 17, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo isibochwa, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngolwesithathu kusihlwa, ngoNtulikazi 17, 1963, Branham Tabernacle at Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Lapha njalo ngegama lenkosu Jesu, futhi lokuzwa ngemsebenzi emkhulu njalo eyamandla oyenzileyo kuqala.
Now we stand with anticipation. Raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Futhi kathesi simi ngokukhangelela, kuphakamisa ukukholwa kwethu, futhi lokusigcoba, ukukholwa ukuthi lokho okuceliweyo kusihlwa kuzakuphiwa.
I know each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially, Lord, those who are so near death.
Uyabazi bonke munye ngamunye, gonke abakucelileyo, futhi siyabakhulekela ikakhulu, Nkosi labo asebe seduze lokufa.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
Letha ukuthula emphefumulweni yabo, nxa kungakabi khona. Letha ukusiliswa emzimbeni yabo, nika Nkosi.
Let our coming together. We pray, Lord, on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Busisa ukuza kwethu ndawonye, sikhuleka Nkosi ngalo umhlangano womthandazo wobusuku bango lwesithathu ukuthi njengoba sibuthene sisaza ukuthi lapho ababili kumbe abanenge bebuthene ndawonye uzakuba lathi.
Yes. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us,
speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Njalo siyakucela wena Nkosi ukusipha ilizwi lakho ngalobo busuku. Khuluma lathi Nkosi, kutumeza izinhliziyo zethu ngokungajwayelekile.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Ukuze sibekwazi ukuthi siziphathe njani ngesikhathi esikhulu esihlezi phambili, njengoba sikholwa ukuthi sesisondela ekubuyeni kwenkosi.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Siyakubonga wena ngabantu kathesi asebeqalile ukufumana ukukholwa okuligugu kibo, futhi lokwazi ukuthi ukukholwa kutshoni.
Knowing we are thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it.
Njalo sisazi, njalo sikubonga ngezinkonzo esephambili, sikholwa ukuba uzakwenza ulutho.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation, like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the promises that God has promised in this last day.
Nkosi silindele ngokukhangelela, njengezinsuku zasendulo. Sikholwa ukuba isikhathi sesisondele lapho oza kuvula nje amawindi asezulwini, njalo uthulule izithembiso lezo uNkulunkulu azithembise kulolu usuku lokugcina.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard.
Yes.
So many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Manje siyakucela wena Nkosi ukuba labo bonke izizwe zonke njengalamuhla sizwile ngabanenge indawo zonke abalezi dingo baphe izicelo zabo Nkosi.
And we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for this great thing.
Futhi siyathandaza ukubona isandla esikhulu sikaNkulunkulu. Sihamba kuwo wonke umhlaba phakathi kwalabo abakhangelele linto enkulu.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the slaughter with thy spirit and thy word, that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service. Yes. Obedient service in the will of God.
Sithethelele isono sethu. Siqondise, Nkosi, ngomoya wakho langezwi lakho. Ukuze siziphathe inceku ezilalelayo. Inceku ezilalelayo entandweni kaNkulunkulu.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Masikhumbule futhi sizame ukukhumbula enhlizweni zethu okwenziwa ngamaKristu asendulo.
What type of people would we meet if we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces must lit up with faith and joy.
Ngabantu abanjani esingahlangana labo. Nxa sasingahlangana lalabo ababe khulumisana uqobo lawe. Ubuso babo babukhanya njani ngokukholwa. Langentokozo.
How their lives must have been the living word of God. Just written epistles read of all men as they walked in among people. God grant it once more.
Impilo zabo zabanjani. Ilizwi eliphilayo likaNkulunkulu. Kuphela incwadi ezilotshiweyo ezifundwa ngabantu bonke. Lapho behamba phakathi kwabantu. Nkulunkulu siphe kanye futhi.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Ngabe impilo zethu zingabekwa phansi kwakho. Ukuze umoya oyincwele aziphilele yena kithi. Futhi akhulume lathi Nkosi.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the street and rub arms with the world, we're not supposed to be like those.
Ngabe singakhumbula engqondweni zethu lapho sihamba esitaladini futhi sikudlana ingalo lomhlaba asifanelanga ukuba njengalabo.
We step aside and give them the place for in their rightful position here on earth.
Futhi siyachethela eceleni njalo sibaphe indawo Nkosi futhi isikhundla sabo esiqondileyo lapha emhlabeni.
We'll take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power.
Sizathatha isihlalo sangemuva. Sisazi ukuthi singamanxusa avela womunye umhlaba. Silombuso ozayo emandleni, Nkosi.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kingdoms that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth. 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Futhi inkosi yethu enkulu iza kufika masinyane. Ithumbe imbuso yonke esembusweni wayo. Futhi uya kubusa aphathe. Laye lapha emhlabeni iminyaka eyinkulungwane. Futhi sibe laye kokuphela.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Silalokhu engqondweni. Nkosi manje sikhangelele impendulo yomthandazo wethu. Sikhangele kuso isivumo sethu.
If we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us.
Uba senze ulutho, sakhuluma ulutho, kumbe sakhumbula ulutho, okuphambene lentando yakho enkulu. Yeka igazi lika Jesu Kristu lisihlambe.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Sikokhele Nkosi njengodade echilo kusihlwa mayelana ngaye lomkakhe besendleleni besiya eChicago.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light to others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Bakhokhele Nkosi Nkulunkulu endaweni lapho ongabasebenzisa khona
ukuze babe zinhlamvu zokukhanya kwabanye abampumputhayo ebunyameni abangaziyo inkosi yethu uJesu.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Manje siyanikela inkonzo kuwe futhi silalele ilizwi lakho lesiqondiso ukuze sibe kwazi ukuthi silungiselele njani lesisikhathi esikhulu ngebizo lika Jesu siyakucela amen.
I was a little bit unexpected at this. Being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, an emergency, I'd feel very bad to be sitting at home and not come to prayer meeting.
Inkosi ikubusise, ngiyabonga mzalwane. Bengingakhangelelwanga kancane ngalokho. Mina ngilapha ekhaya, ngizwe sengathi aluba kungela lapho engingaya khona, kungelanto evela kunga nanzelelwe ngingezwa kubi sibili mina ngihlezi ngekhaya futhi ngingezi emhlanganeni womthandazo.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Futhi ngiphongufika ngingakhangelelanga lami ngokwami lakuyo imuli yami ngisanda fika futhi ngasuka.
And so I thought I'm going down to prayer meeting and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Futhi ngathi ngiyehla ngiya emhlanganweni womthandazo. Njalo akatholanga loba isikhathi sokulungiselela ukubuya. Ngakho ke kazanga ebekwazi ukuthi ngiyabuya.
So I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it?
No,
Southern Pines. Yes.
Ngakho ngiyajabula ukuzwa ubufakazi bukadade lapho umzalwane ngalokho kukhanya phezulu le eSouth Carolina kumbe eNorth Carolina kwenye indawo Greenville kwakuyikho Southern Pines yebo.
Brother Lee Vale was just here today. I baptized him today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lee Vale, you know, one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Umfo wethu liveli ube lapha lamhlanje. Ngimpapathizile lamuhla enkonzweni yobhapathizo lapho lamuhla. Umfo wethu liveli yazi futhi labafundisi lapho umfo wethu Parker Thomas.
David, I remember of the time a sister being shattered. It was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes will let us go ahead and test our faith to see what test others' faith.
Gwa gule, ngiyakhumbula ngesikhathi udade efiphaziwe. Gwa kuyisiqiniso esikhulu, dade, kulokho. Umoya oyingcwele kwezinye isikhathi uyasivumela ukuba siye phambili futhi alinge ukukholwa kwethu. Ukubona ukuthi futhi alinge ukukholwa kwabanye.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see it, they say it's not there. See? But it is there.
Nga ukhangele uqonde ulutho futhi ubone ulutho njalo ulukhulume abanye bayakhangela bengaliboni bathi galukho bona kodwa lukhona.
Now there was no one could see that light that's hanging over Paul, but it was there.
Manje kwakungekho owayengabona lokho kukhanya. Kwakulengile phezulu kuka Paul kodwa kwakukhona.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light and form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there, you see.
Gakho owabona lelo juba lisiza lisehla ezulwini kulokho kukhanya ngesimo lama phezulu kuka Jesu kodwa uJohane ngokwakhe kodwa lalikhona bona.
And so then later, when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I told them that the evil spirit is dark.
Njalo ke lapho ngemuva kwalokho, lapho ngitshela abantu ngalokho kukhanya kunjengensika yomlilo. Akula owayefuna ukukholwa. Kodwa kathesi ilihlo lomtshina wekamera likutshengisile lokho ukuthi kweza njani futhi umoya omubi umnyama.
It's just like our lives were shadows, and if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
Kunjengempilo zethu singamathunzi futhi singa nxa sikukhanya lapho aluba impilo zethu ziphathelane lokukhanya kosuku sihamba ekukhanyeni.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun. It's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun. Amen. It proves there is a sun.
Kunje ngoba ukhangela phandle futhi uthi ngiyabona ilanga ngesikhathi semini. Uyabona ithunzi lelanga. Kuyikubuyiswa kwelanga akusilo ilanga ngokwalo. Kodwa kuyafakaza ukuthi kukhona ilanga, kuyafakaza ukuthi kukhona ilanga.
And now, when I see like you sitting out there using fans talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life, because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow. See? Yeah.
Futhi manje lapho ngibona njengani lihlezi lapho lisebenzisa iziphephetho likhuluma lokho kutsho ukuthi liyaphila kodwa kulithunzi kuphela lokuphila ngokuba into loba yipi kumele ibe lobunyama phakathi kwayo ukwenza ithunzi bona.
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Ngokuba ithunzi kumele libe lobunyama obuthile futhi lokukhanya okuthile ukwenza ithunzi.
And it can't be altogether dark and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no shadow, nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Futhi akungeke kwaba mnyama kuphela. Futhi akungeke kwaba ikukhanya kuphela. Nxa kumnyama, kumnyama sibili. Nxa kuyikukhanya, akula thunzi. Akula nto eyenza ithunzi, kodwa aluba kuhlanganisiwe lobunyama futhi lokukhanya kwenza ithunzi.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting the light from somewhere. Amen.
Ngakho singamathunzi sibili okukhanya. Manje ufanekisa impilo evela kwenye indawo.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die, because this life has death in it. See?
Aluba unjalo futhi ungumKristu, lokho kulithunzi kuyafakaza kuphela ukuthi kulempilo lapho ongeke ufe. Ngokuba limpilo ilokufa kiyo bona.
But it's a shadow, because you're living, moving creature with abilities to see, think, move and talk and the five senses of the body.
Kodwa ilithunzi ngokuba uyaphila, isidalwa esihambayo, esile zeneliso zokubona, ukucabanga, ukuhamba njalo lokukhuluma, futhi lemizwa emihlanu yomzimba.
But yet, you know they're dying, and there's so much trouble. You know, it can only be it's a reflection, see, that there's life and death mixed together.
Kodwa ke uyazi, iyafa futhi kulenhlupho ezinenye. Uyakwazi kungaba yisifanekiso bona ukuthi kulempilo njalo lokufa kuhlanganiswe ndawonye.
The physical has to die. But if you are reflecting by your mortal life, the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal light.
Amen.
Okwenyama kumele kufe. Kodwa nxa ufanekisa ngempilo yakho yenyama, ukukhanya kwasezulwini ngakho ukufanekisa impilo ephakade uNkulunkulu.
Then when you die, you can no more really go to that light, because that's what you've reflected.
Ngakho nxa usifa, awungeke uhambe kuphela kulokho kukhanya. Ngokuba hikho okufanekisileyo.
If you are the dark world, you reflect that. And you can go no other way but to darkness. See? So we are in a reflection.
Aluba ungowomhlaba omnyama, ufanekisa lokho, futhi ungenza ungeke uhambe ngenye indlela kodwa ebunyameni. Bona. Ngakho ke sisesifanekisweni.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects light, life, so does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Ngakho siyakubona lokho futhi ngeqiniso njengoba umoya oyingcwele efanekisa ukukhanya lempilo kanjalo ukufa kufanekisa ubunyama futhi wonke alapha.
By the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there on the billboard. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Kusasa ngokuphela kweviki mhlawumbe ngensonto sizathatha umfanekiso omncinyane siwukhulise ube mkhulu ukuze siwufake endaweni yezaziso lapho umfanekiso wakho ulungiswe lapho endaweni yezaziso. Angikwazi ukuthi likunanzelele kumbe hachi.
And then about a week ago in Jamaica where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Futhi okweviki elidlulileyo eJamaica lapho engangichumayeza khona siyathumeza amathepu kuwo wonke umhlaba.
And the seven seals has got back into way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Futhi impawu eziyisikhombisa zifikile phakathi kwamazwe aseJamaica phakathi. Futhi basasemuva kwempucuko lapho ngemva kwentaba uBlue.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them that you have to like the old Victrola crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Futhi abomdabu kwezinye izikhathi bale tape recorder esibazuzele yona okumele umele njenge Victrola endala uyigwedla futhi ke ubu uyiyekele ikhale njengalokho. Ngakho imzuzu yonke emlutshwane kulomuntu omele ayigwedle.
This had a little battery, 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder and it's all sitting together about what's here tonight, listening to those seals, I believe it was.
Leli iqembu lali lele bathili elincinyane. Ibathili elisilinganiso esizithupha samandla amagetsi. Kumbe okunye okunjalo. Kukhalisa i-tape recorder. Futhi babe hlezi bonke ndawonye. Okungalingana labalapha ngobusuku. Balamuhla. Belalele lezo izimpawu. Ngiyakholwa kwakunjalo.
Somehow I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it, and they went and got a camera and took the picture of it.
Futhi lapho ngisakhuluma, bananzelela kusiza endlini kweza leyo nsika yinye yomlilo, yeza phezu kwalapho okwakukhona i-tape recorder, futhi yahlala phansi phezu kwayo. Njalo baya bathatha ikamera futhi bathatha umfanekiso wayo.
And just the same one, there it is, hanging right there. Oh, but now we're getting it blown up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Njalo futhi hiyo efanayo. Nanko lapha, kulenge lapho phezu kwakho. Kathesi siyaku kulisa ukuze sikufake endaweni yezaziso. Pandlele ukuze likubone.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our us into His presence in this day.
Amen.
Now, we are grateful for many things.
Silokubonga ngomsaka kaNkulunkulu olethwe phakathi kwe silethe ebukhoneni bakhe kulolu suku. Manje silokubonga ngezinto eziningi.
Now, I think I'm looking here to see if I can find some notes or something there that spoke on, or get us some kind of a...
Manje ngicabanga ngizakhangela lapha futhi ngibone ukuthi ngingafumana amazwi abhaliweyo kumbe okunye engingakukhuluma ngakho kumbe sithole okunye oku.
I got some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord will give me something to say on something. We pray.
Ngilamazwi abhalwe phansi loba kunjalo lapha ebhokweni. Aluba ngingathola okunye mhlawumbe inkosi ingangipha ulutho lokukhuluma ngolunye ulutho lapho sithandaza.
We are under anticipation for our son. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept in here a long time on why Christ thou unto me, speak to the people and go forward.
Manje singaphansi kokukhangelela okwangensonto. Bengikhuluma embikweni futhi ngensonto ngalidonsa isikhathi eside lapha. Kungani ukhala kimi? Khuluma ebantwini futhi uye phambili.
Now, Sunday is the healing service for the sickest to be prayed for.
Manje ngensonto yinkonzo yokusilisa lapho abagulayo beza thandazelwa.
Now you get around to the sick, and there's got to be some reason that the sick, when we pray for them, if they're not healed.
Manje ufike kwabagulayo, futhi kumele kube lesizathu ukuthi abagulayo nxa sibathandazela nxa bengapholi.
And I want to, if the Lord willing, for just a short sermon on Sunday morning, so I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Futhi ngifuna uku aluba inkosi ithanda okwentshumayelo emfitshane njenge nsonto ekuseni, futhi ngakho ke ngiza kuba lenkonzo yokusilisa futhi ngithandazele bonke abantu.
And Billy Paul or someone will be here Sunday morning about 8 o'clock when the church opens to give the people cards as they come in the door, whenever they get in.
Futhi uBilly Paul kumbe abanye babo baza kuba lapha ngesonto ekuseni nge-awa lesificamu nwembili, lapho ibandla livulwa ukupha abantu amakhadi lapho bengena emnyango kumbe loba nini bengena.
And now I want to try to believe the Lord has somehow given me a little insight on the reasons why that some people are not healed.
Futhi manje ngakho ngifuna ukuzama, ngiyakholwa inkosi ngezinye indlela ingiphile ukubona okusithekileyo ngezizathu kungani kulabanye abantu abangasiliyo.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Futhi ngiyakholwa yikusilela ukuzwisisa. Futhi ngiyakholwa mhlawumbe siza khuluma ngalokho ngensonto ekuseni inkosi ithanda.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Manje umhlangano womthandazo wango lwesithathu ebusuku ngumhlangano nje omfitshane lapho esiza ndawonye futhi sithandaze njengoba sisenza sihlangane ndawonye.
Sometimes I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is a lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Ngezinye izikhathi ngiyakholwa ezinye zezinto ezinkulu engizifumanayo kulolu usuku yikusilela ubuqotho kulokhu esikukholwayo. Bona.
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what, Lord?
Aluba uNkulunkulu ngensuku zika John Wesley wayengenza kulolu usuku lokho akwenze lamuhla, kwakungenzani ngensuku zika Martin Luther kumbe noma ngubani?
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, by science, and every move it's in motion has to recognize.
Njengalokho esimbona ekwenza kufakaziwe ngebandla ngomoya futhi la ngesayensi, njalo lenqubo yonke ukuxubana kwakho kuyabonakala.
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Futhi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lapha likubonakalisa likukhuluma kungakenzakali.
And then moving up on and prophesying and showing the very things that he said will come to pass perfectly, exactly what he said.
Futhi esenza, futhi eprofita, njalo etshengisa into ngokwayo ayabe eyikhulumile, kwakusenzakala ngokupheleleyo khonokho sibili ayabe ekukhulumile.
And still we sit kind of slow, as if we Wonder if that can mean me. Wonder if it could mean just the church in whole. What if I'm really included in this?
Futhi siyahlala sivilaphe sengathi siyamangala phela angazi ukuba kungabe kusitsho mina angazi ukuba kungabe kusitsho ibandla jikelele kumbe angazi ukuba lami ngiphakathi kwakho lokho.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that might enlighten us a little.
Ngicabanga ngensonto ekuseni ngizazama ukukhuluma ngezinye zalezo zimiso okungasikhanyisela kancinyane.
Now, tonight, I found something has turned to it here before I've come down. I thought, what a brother never would. I'd get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak and just sit down.
Manje kusihlwa ngifumene ulutho ukuvula kukho. Lapha ngingakezi. Bengicabanga aluba umfo wethu Neville, nxa ngingafika lapho, angathi, phakama ukhulume futhi abe sihlala phansi, bona.
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures. Because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Ngacabanga, kungcono ngibhale phansi imbhalo ethile. Ngokuba ngiyazi ungumzalwane othandekayo futhi siyamthakazelela.
Before we pray over the words, I want to recognize a brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them. They are here friends of mine.
Singaka khulekeli ilizwi, ngithanda ukwazisa umzalwane kangenelisi lokubiza ibizo lakhe, kangenelisi isikhathi ababili babo balapha, abangani bami.
They're ministers and evangelists in the field going out. They heard these messages by tape and they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Bangabachumayeli futhi labavangeli enkundleni bephumela phandle bezwa imbiko leyingethepu futhi bavela ezinhlanganisweni zamasonto ezijiyeneyo osowethu abatsha ababili.
The boy is so, one of them so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting. I believe I was in a businessman's breakfast and a fine young fella come down and they're from Kansas.
Futhi umfana omunye wabo uyathakazelela kangako waze wandizela eTucson kungasukudala sesivala umhlangano. Ngiyakholwa ngangisenkundleni kwasekuseni kwamadoda ezamabhizimusi futhi ijaha elilungileyo lehla futhi bavela eKansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Futhi babuye indlela yonke lapha mina ukuba ngibashadise. Ngiyakubonga lokho.
To think that people would believe in your prayers enough, believe that God would hear an answer, young people starting out in life like this.
Ukucabanga ukuthi abantu abakholwa imithandazo yakho ngokwaneleyo bekholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyezwa njalo aphendule abantu abatsha abaqalisayo empilweni njengalokho.
And when they got here for me to marry him yesterday, they find out the state law of Indiana requires them, even though with their blood test, to wait here in the state 3 days before they can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
Futhi bathi befika lapha mina ukuba ngibashadise izolo ukudinga umthetho welizwe laseIndiana ukuthi ufunani. Futhi loba igazi labo lihloliwe ukulindela lapha esizizweni insuku ezintathu bengakashadiswa ngakho abangeke bachadiswa kuze kube ngolwesihlanu ekuseni.
And I asked our brother there on the end if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is and his lovely little lady there and the next brother.
Futhi ngizacela umzalwane wethu ekugcineni le nxa engasukuma futhi asitshele ukuthi ungubani le nkosikazi yakhe ethandekayo encane lapho futhi lo mzalwane olandelayo.
My co-evangelist is co-worker, Brother Ronnie Hunt, here I am. Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngeqiniso siyabafisela laba bameli abatsha ngomsebenzi wenkosi uJesu izibusiso zikaNkulunkulu ukuba quba endleleni.
And as I wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Futhi ngizibuza, ngilindele ukubuya kwenkosi, futhi ngibona amadoda amatsha, njalo labafazi abatsha, belenhloso enhlizweni. Ukukhonza uKristu, kuyangivusa amadlabuzani. Liyabona ukubabona bephakama njengalokho inkosi ilibusise kakhulu mfowethu dadewethu.
Now let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life, and it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of films.
Manje asivuleni ebhukwini elincane engingakaze ngikhulume kusuka kulo empilweni yami, futhi li isahluko esisodwa kuphela, ibhuku lika Philemon.
I'm just a little bit Irish, and I do have a wall around my bottom teeth to hold a couple in the back in place.
Futhi li ngingum-Irish kancane, njalo nginjalo ngilocingo emazinyweni ami awangaphansi ukubamba amalutshwane emuva endaweni yawo.
I sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Angi, kwezinye izikhathi angibizi kuhle lamabizo. Lapha ngisazi ukuthi ayini. Futhi kwezinye izikhathi angenelisi ukuwabiza kuhle ngenxa yokusilela kwemfundo.
So, Philemon, someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Ngakho Philemon omunye uchilo emuva le engikukhumbula ukuthi yikubizwa kwalo okuqondileyo.
Now the first verse I want to take just a word or two from it. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner. Amen.
Manje indima yokuqala ngifuna ukuthatha ibala nje elilodwa kumbe amabili kusuka kilo. UPauli isibotshwa sika Jesu Kristu, njalo yikho engifuna ukusebenzisa ngobusuku balamuhla njengesifundo inkosi ithanda isibotshwa.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner. A born free man filled with the Holy Spirit, but yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Manje ungeke wakhumbula uPaul ezithatha njengesibotshwa, indoda ezelwe ikhululekile igcwaliswe ngumoya oyingcwele, kodwa ke uzibiza isibotshwa.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, when he's speaking to Timothy, different ones.
Futhi kathesi siyabona ekhuluma labaseKorinte, uPaulo umpostoli kaJesu Kristu, kwesinye isikhathi uPaulo inceku kaJesu Kristu ngentando kaNkulunkulu, lapho ekhuluma kuTimothy labachiyeneyo.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul, an apostle.
Manje lapho ebhalela lapha uFilimoni, wathi uPaulo isibotshwa sika Jesu Kristu, uPaulo umpostoli.
I like to preach one night on that. Paul, a servant. Preach on that. And then Paul, a prisoner.
Ngizathanda ukuchumayela ngobunye ubusuku ngalokho. UPaulo inceku ngichumayele ngalokho, njalo ke uPaulo isibotshwa.
But tonight, being It takes hours to duly consider one of the subjects I'd like to take tonight, Paul the prisoner, and take the subject of a prisoner.
Kodwa ngobusuku balamuhla, njengoba kungathatha ama-hour ukucabangisisa ezinye zalezi zifundo, ngizathanda ukuthatha ngobusuku balamuhla uPaulo isibotshwa, futhi ngithathe isifundo sokuthi isibotshwa. Manje asikhothamiseni amakhandethu okwesikhatshana.
Lord Jesus, any man that's physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Nkosi Jesu, loba nguphi umuntu owenelisayo ngokwenyama angaphendla amapheji aleli Bhayibheli, kodwa kuphela umoya oyingcwele angakucasisa ngokukhanya okumele kube yikho.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great mighty prophet Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Siyamcela yena ukuba aze manje asisize ukuzwisisa ukuthi lokho kwakuyini. Wazibika lumprofeti omkhulu olamandla uPaulo, njalo ke azibize isibotshwa.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Sengathi umoya oyingcwele angasembulela lokho lapho silinde kuye ngebizo lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul, when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail down there in the dungeons of this city, a prisoner.
Manje ngiyacabanga uPaulo lapho ebhala lincwadi kuFilemoni ukuthi wayehlezi njani entolongweni phansi le emgodini oyintolongo yezibotshwa yaleli dolopho isibotshwa.
And he could well know by his position what the word meant.
Futhi wayesazi kakuhle ngesikhundla sakhe ukuthi ilizwi lali sitshoni.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Wayekombolozwe zinsimbi. Wayenga kukhululwa kuphela nxa kwakukhona owayengamkhulula. Futhi wayekwazi ukuthi kwakuyini ukuba yisibotshwa.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his prison condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Futhi ke njalo ngiyakholwa ukuthi umpostoli wayesitsho nje okuncane engakhulumi kanye ngesimo ayekuso ngaleso sikhathi sokuba yisibotshwa sobuntu bakhe benyama ehlezi lapha kulintilongo.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will,
Emma,
being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Kodwa ngiyakholwa wayesitsho ngokuba kwakhe umoya wakhe intando yakhe eyisibotshwa kuJesu Kristu.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision that we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agency.
Manje sonke sizelwe umuntu okhululekileyo ukuzikhethela ukwenza loba yisiphi isinqumo esisifisayo. UNkulunkulu kwenza lokho ngokuvumela kwakhe, ngokuba kumele afake umuntu wonke esilinganisweni sinye, kumbe wabeka umuntu ongayisuye. Wabeka umuntu wakuqala esilinganisweni esingayisiso, lowo ambeka ukuba azikhethele akufunayo.
They were just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Bona, siyafanana kanye ngalobo busuku njengo Adam lo Eva, akula mahluko.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Ukulunga lobubi kuhlezi kuphambi kwethu omunye lamunye. Impilo lokufa. Singazenzela ukhetho lwethu kukuwe ukukwenza.
See, that's the way Adam and Eve did. And see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Bona. Hiyo indlela uAdam lo Eva abayenzayo. Futhi bona. Futhi benza ukhetho olungayisilo futhi manje ngalokho bafaka isizukulwane sonke isizukulwane sabantu phansi kokufa isijeziso sokufa.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that the subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Futhi ke uNkulunkulu wehla ngesimo somuntu wathatha lokho kufa wabhadala isijeziso sokufa ukuze abantu bakhe abafisayo ukukhululwa bakhululwe.
Now if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said a savior, whether he wants saved or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong base.
Manje nxa wasithatha kungasindlela yinye ayenza uAdam lo Eva aphungu sidonsa ngenye into wathi ngiza kulisindisa loba liyafuna ukusinda kumbe hatshi. Ngakho wabeka uAdam lo Eva esilinganisweni esingayisiso uyabona.
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Kodwa omunye lamunye wethu kumele akhethe lamhlanje phakathi kokufa lokuphila singakwenza.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Njengoba ngichilo nxa ukukhanya kwakho kungafakaza, impilo yakho iza kufakaza khona uhlangothi okulo. Ngangela ndaba ukuthi uthi ukuluphi uhlangothi. Okwenzayo nsuku zonke kuyafakaza lokho ohikho.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Lezwa ngesaga esidala. Impilo yakho izwakala kakhulu. Kangizwa ubufakazi bakho, bona. Izenzo zakho zizwakala kakhulu.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said, don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Ngihlala ngikholwa ukumemeza lokweqa. Kodwa ngihlala ngisithi ungeqi ukwedlula okuphilayo ngoba umhlaba uza kukubona lokho.
You must just jump as high as you live. So because somebody's watching you.
Yabona. Kumele weqe njengokuphila okwenzayo ukuze ngoba kulomuntu okubonayo.
And now when people won't come to church, they many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Futhi manje ke nga abantu gababuyi esontweni. Baba abanengi babo vele abangeke bakwenze. Futhi abanye babo abangabuyiyo ngabantu abaqotho.
They see so much corruption in the church until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Sebebone ukubola okunenge ebandleni. Kuze kuthi abasafuni ukuba lani lakho.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame them. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Futhi izikhathi ezinenge, sikhuluma ngomcabango osobala walokho. Awungeke ubasole bona, ngenxa yendlela abantu abenza ngayo. Bazibiza ngokuthi amaKristu.
They're the greatest stumbling block that the world's got. Is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
By isikhubekiso esikhulu umhlaba olaso. Yindoda lomfazi abazithi bangamaKristu futhi baphile okunye okuchiyenele sivumo sabo. Kumqotho.
Now for the disappointments of becoming as a judge.
Manje ngoba ukudaniswa kuyeza ekwahlulelweni.
Now the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Manje isoni isidakwa obhejayo isifebe gasoze wataniswa ukuzwa isigwebo sakhe sifundwa okuya emlilweni ongela kuphela akasoze atana.
But that fellow who's trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See, that professes to be a Christian and lives some other way.
Kodwa lowo muntu ozama ukuzifihla ngemva kwesivumo sesonto nguye umfana ozatana ngelanga lokwahlulela bona ozithu ngumkristu njalo aphile ngeyinye indlela.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different, because he's the greatest stumbling block we got is for that professor that says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Kungaba ngcono kuye ukuba ngabe engazange enze loba yisiphi isivumo eqalisa kulokuba aqalise ebesephila okuchiyeneyo ngokuba uyisikhubekiso esikhulu esilaso yileso sivumi esithi khona singumkristu siphile okunye okuchiyeneyo.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Izikhathi zonke ungahluleli impilo yakho ngokuthi ulamandla angakanani okwenza izimangaliso. Futhi kasizahluleli ngokuthi silolwazi olungakanani ngelizwi.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Kodwa izikhathi zonke zahlulele khangela emuva futhi uhlolisise ukuthi yisithelo bani impilo yakho oyiphilayo okwamanje oyithelayo bona.
I preached some time ago at a businessman's meeting in Phoenix, Arizona of the reflection of Jesus, a reflecting Christian life.
Njengoba ngachumayela ngesinye isikhathi esedluleyo emhlanganweni wamadoda beza amabhizimusi ePhoenix, Arizona ngesikhanyiso sika Jesu sikhanyisa impilo yesiKristu.
I said I was born up here in Kentucky where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Ngathi ngazalelwa lapha eKentucky lapho kungumdabuko ikakhulu emuva le ngisase ngumntwana.
And this sort of a boy never had a home like we have here. Or we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Futhi lumfana omncinyane othile gazange abe le khaya njenga silakho lapha lapho sasila besifazana abanenge abahle abamele bekhangele ezibukweni indlu yonke ukugcina inwele zabo zibophekile futhi lakho konke.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth, and this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Kodwa wayelesibuko esisodwa esincane okuyisiqephu nje okuncane okubethelwe esihlahleni phandle lapho okwaku le bentshi lokugezela lapho unina loyise babegezela khona futhi bekama inwele zabo lapho okunye kulesi isiqephu sesibuko esidala sibethelelwe esihlahleni ngokukhuluma obala yilo uhlobo lwekhaya esilalo.
Anybody want to see a mare? We kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I'd picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Loba ngubani ofuna ukubona isibuko. Thina abantwana sasithatha ibhokisi sikhwele phezu kwebench lokugezela futhi sikhangene kulesi siqephu sesibuko engasidobhayo mina endaweni yokulahlela izibi. Kwakungayisikho phansi le eKentucky. Kulapha eIndiana phezu lapha eUtica Pike.
Now, this little kid had never exactly seen himself like that, so he comes to the city to visit his grandma. And at the on the sort of room the grandma had a house that had a complete mirror on the door.
Manje lumntwana omncane wayengakaze lakanye azibone njalo. Ngakho weza edolobheni ukuvakatshela ugogo wakhe. Futhi kusejikweni lendlu. Ugogo wayelendlu eyayilesibuko esigcweleyo emnyango.
And so the little boy running through the room, seen another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Futhi ke umfana omncane egijima phakathi kwendlu. Wabona omunye umfana omncane phambi kwakhe. Futhi umfanyana wayegijima laye. Ngakho wacabanga ukuthi ame okwemzuzu emlutshwane. Njalo abona ukuthi umfanyana uza kwenzani.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. He turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Futhi wathi esima umfanyana wama. Ependula ikhanda lakhe, umfanyana wapendula ikhanda lakhe. Wanwaya ikhanda lakhe, lo mfanyana wanwaya elakhe.
Finally walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement. Said, "Why, mother, that's me."
Ekugcineni wasondela eduze ukuhlolisisa wasechibilika futhi umama wakhe emkhangele njalo logogo wakhe ngokumangala wathi impela mama lo yimi.
So I said that we two are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Ngakho ngathi ukuthi lathi futhi sibukisa ulutho bona impilo yethu iyabukisa.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we tuck in that great day that Noah lived? What side would we tuck in the days of Moses?
Futhi manje nxa saphila ensukwini zika Noah, sasingathatha uhlangothi lukabani? Yiluphi uhlangothi esasingaluthatha ngalolo suku olukhulu uNoah aphila kulo? Yiluphi uhlangothi esasingaluthatha ensukwini zika Mose?
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great mess of modernism, like the modern Jezebel, and had led all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way, and the church and the priests was all bowing to her?
Yiluphi uhlangothi ensukwini zika Elijah, umprofethi? Lapho umhlaba wonke wasuhanqwe luqaqaba olukhulu lwesimanje manje njengoJezebeli wamanje futhi basebe suse zonke inceku zenkosi babasa endleleni yomhlaba lebandla futhi labaphrisita bonke babe emkhothamela.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stick with Elijah?
Waungathatha uhlangothi lokuba kudumezweni kumbe waungama lo Elijah.
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, and no seminary experience.
Manje ensukwini zenkosi Jesu, lapho singacabanga ngomuntu ongeladumo, ongafundiswanga ngumhlaba, kungela zikolo ababenga zifumana lapho ayehamba khona futhi engelala mfundo yesikolo zenkolo.
And then raised up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught, and condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Futhi ke abesekhula lebizo uzelwe ngobufebe futhi abesesiza echumayela ivangeli eliphambene lento yonke ababeyifundisiwe. Yebo ke futhi elahla abafundisi lezinhlanganiso zabo lakho okunye.
And the organizations have made a statement that if anybody even went to hear the so-called prophet would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin. They had to be accounted.
Futhi izinhlanganiso zazikhuphe ilizwi nxa loba ngubani waya ukuyakuzwa lo okuthiwa ngomprofeti uyakuxotshwa esinagogeni okwakuyi isono sokufa babe bekwa icala.
Only the worshipers under the blood of the lamb, they had to come to this sacrifice and then they were outcast, and what a great thing it was.
Indlela kuphela ababe ngathandaza ngayo kwakungaphansi kwegazi lewundlu kwakumele baze kulomhlatshelo futhi ke basebesiba ngabaxotshiweyo futhi kwakuyinto bani enkulu sibili.
This man ignored such as that, and yet he was perfectly with the scripture, but not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Futhi lumuntu enganakwa njalo kodwa ke waye kanye lombhalo ngokupheleleyo kodwa kungasi ngendlela ababe sazi wona ngayo yiluphi uhlangothi wawungaluthatha bona.
Now your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then, because you still are possessed with the same spirit.
Manje ungaze impilo yakho oyiphilayo kathesi iyakhanyisa kathesi khona lokho owawuza kwenza ngaleso sikhathi ngokuba ulokhu ungenwe ngumoya munye bona.
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then, because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Nxa uthatha lolo hlangothi kathesi labo wawuza kwenza ngaleso sikhathi ngokuba umoya munye ophakathi kwakho kathesi wawusebantwini ngaleso sikhathi bona.
The devil never takes his spirit. He just goes off from one man onto another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other, see?
USathane kathatha umoya wakhe usuka kuphela emuntwini oyedwa esiya komunye. UNkulunkulu kathatha umoya wakhe laye usuka komunye usiya komunye bona.
So the very spirit was up on Elijah, come upon Elisha. Same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Ngakho, umoya uqobo owawuphezu kuka-Elijah weza phezu kuka-Elisha. Nguye munye phezu kukaJohane umbhaphathizi futhi lokunye.
The Holy Spirit was up on Christ, come upon the disciples, all down still upon the people, you see? God never takes his spirit, so there we are left to make a choice.
Umoya oyingcwele owawuphezu kukaKristu weza phezu kwabafundi. Kusehlela kusiza. Futhi ulokho uphezulu kwabantu uyabona uNkulunkulu kathatha umoya wakhe ngakho kutshelwe kithi ukwenza ukhetho.
I can't see here where Paul was regretting anything and saying he was sorry he was a prisoner, but he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
Futhi angiboni lapho uPaul wayezisola ngalutho futhi esithi wayelusizi wayesibotshwa kodwa wayezibiza. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi uPaul njengoba waloba lincwadi ngaleyo mpenseli ukuba kwakungumoya oyingcwele owawumenza alobe lokho.
That maybe even to this night, that we might pull out the context.
Amen.
Of our text to show why Paul did this, because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Lokho mhlawumbe loba kuze kube yilobo ubusuku singathatha isiqoko qela sesifundo sethu ukutshengisa kungani uPaul wenza lokho ngokuba kungumbhalo futhi umbhalo uphakade.
Now see that sitting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here, that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi ehlezi kulintolongo emnyama endala ukuthi uPaul wayebhalela owayesebenzisana laye lapha ukuthi umfo wakhe ukuthi wayeyisibotshwa sikaJesu Kristu ngakho wayekubonakalisa ngokubona okwakumhanqile.
Now he was in jail, but that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the word.
Manje wayesentolongweni kodwa akusikho ayekukhuluma ku lilinceke kaKristu isikhonzi kanye laye wayekhuluma ukuthi wayeyisibotshwa kulizwi likaJesu Kristu ngoba uKristu uyilizwi.
Yes,
Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambition.
Futhi uPaulo wayesifunda esikhulu ngosuku lwakhe. Wayelokulangaselela okukhulu.
He was a man that had been trained by a fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
Wayengu muntu owayefundisiwe ngabantu, umuntu ogama linguGamaliyeli. Wayengumfundisi omkhulu ngosuku lwakhe esinye sezikolo wayengahamba kuso.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, he'd been taught as a minister of the word.
Ngokunje njengoba singathi Wheaton kumbe Bob Jones kumbe esinye isikolo esikhulu sezinkolo wayefundisiwe njengomfundisi wezwi.
He was well educated and smart, an intelligent boy with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. He had an ambition.
Wayefundiswe kakuhle futhi ehlakaniphile njalo engumfana okhaliphileyo elokulangazelela okukhulu kokuthi mhlawumbe ngolunye usuku abe ngumpriester kumbe umpriester omkhulu kubantu bakhe. Wayelokulangazela.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for, he spent all his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Futhi ke ukufumana ukuthi lesi sifiso esikhulu akade efundiselwe sona njalo eqede yonke impilo yakhe kusukusela mhlawumbe ubudala eminyakeni yokuzalwa engaba yisificwano nembili kumbe elithumi kusiya kwengaba ngamathumi amathathu kumbe amathumi amathathu lanhlanu lapho eqeda ekolitsini futhi esephumelele.
Had all these diplomas and everything and sitting good with all the clergy, even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Futhi waba lezithupha lakho konke. Njalo wama kuhle labo bonke abafundisi. Kuze kube la kumpriester omkhulu eJerusalem.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said, and to find them and put them in jail.
Waye lezilayezo ezivela kuye. Izilayezo ezivela kuye uqobo lwakhe. Zilotshiwe futhi ziphathiswe luPaulo omkhulu. Ukwehla esiya eDamaseko lokufumana bonke labo lapho ababekhonza uNkulunkulu ngokuphambeneyo lalokho ayekuthilo. Lokubabopha futhi abafake entolongweni.
The necessary orders to put him to death if he wanted to. He had great ambition.
Aluba kwakudingakala, wayelezilayezo zokubabulala nxa wayefuna. Wayelokulangazela okukhulu.
And now all that he had trained for, God had took it all out of him.
Futhi manje konke ayekufundele, uNkulunkulu wayesekususile konke phakathi kwakhe. Bona.
And what his objective was, and what his father had spent his money for, and the ambitions of his father and mother was all had been taken away from him. Because that God had something else.
Futhi lokho okwakuyinjongo yakhe, lalokho uyise ayekuqedele imali yakhe, njalo izifiso zikayise lonina kwasuswa konke kuye ngokuba lokho uNkulunkulu wayelokunye futhi.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life, and he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ who was the Word.
Ngakho ke kusukela enhlosweni ayelayo empilweni futhi waye sibotshwa kuJesu Kristu owaye yilizwi.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock the rest of the day, that he was stricken down, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Leyo ndlela yokuya eDamaseko yaguqula uPaulu ehamba esehla okungaba lihola lechumi lanye ekuseni mhlawumbe phakathi kwemini lapho wayatshayelwa phansi futhi wezwa ilizwi lisithi Sawuli kungani ungizingela na.
And he looked up, and looking up, being a Jew, and knowing that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel, because he knew that's what it was.
Futhi wakhangela phezulu njalo ekhangela phezulu engumJuda futhi wakwazi ukuthi leyo insika yomlilo kwakuyinkosi eyakhokhela abantwana bako-Israyeli ngokuba wayekwazi ukuthi yikho eyayiyikho.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Elohim, unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was, because he was trained scholar.
Kumbula, lumye peru waingege wabiza ulutho, luba ilupi, nkosi. Ibala elikulu, nkosi, Elohim. Andubana esutisegile ukuthi hiko, ae hiko. Ngokuba waingu mfundi, ofundisweyo.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Njalo lapho ekhangela phezulu. Njalo ebona lokho ukukhanya insika yomlilo eya ikhokhele abantu bakhe enkangala.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, capital Lord, Lord, who are you?
Njalo wathi Nkosi, Elohim, ibala elikhulu Nkosi, ungubani wena?
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian to say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Futhi kwaba isimangaliso bani kulesi isazi sezenkolo ikuthi nginguJesu yena uqobo ayephikisana laye. Yikuphenduka bani?
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man. But all his ambitions that he had to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Oh, kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu kulindoda ukuthi izifiso zonke ayelazo ukubona konke ngesikhatshana owaye kuzingela.
His ambitions had drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Izifiso zakhe zazimfuqele kude lento uqobo ayefanele ukuyenza.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Futhi kwaba isethuso bani esikhulu kulo umpostoli lapho esithi nginguJesu yena uqobo ayemzingela ungizingelelani mina.
Another little quotation we might drop in here. You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church, they are making fun of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Enye impindamazwi encinyane singayiphosa lapha. Uyabona lapho besenza ibandla inhlekisa ngeqiniso kabenza ibandla inhlekisa bona benza uJesu.
Why persecutest thou me?
Kungani ungizingela mina?
How could Paul then with all his intellect believe that this was that this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claimed to be serving?
Amen.
UPaul kanjalo ngolwazi lwakhe lonke wayengakholwa kanjani ukuthi lokho kwa ukuthi leli qembu ayelizingela kwakunguNkulunkulu uqobo ayesitsho ukuthi uyamkhonza.
I think that without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen.
Ngiyacabanga yiku singakangeni kokunenye. Ngiyacabanga sonke sifundisiwe kuhle ukwazi ukuthi ngichone lapha. Into enye eyenzakala lamuhla.
Well, yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Upauli ngokungazi, wayekhaliphile futhi ehlakaniphile, ehlakaniphe ukwedlula labo amaGalili, ayengafundanga, ayebazinyela, babevele ngokuthobeka kwabo, sebemkelela indoda njengenkosi.
But Paul, in his great teaching and his intellectuals, could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Kodwa uPaul ngemfundiso yakhe enkulu, langokukhalipha kwakhe, wayengeke akwamukela lokho. Futhi kwaba yikuphenduka bani okwaba kuye kule indlela.
And he was stricken blind, so he would not carry out his commission. But was led down to a place in a street called Straight, and the house of one.
Futhi wampumputekiswa ukuze engaqhubi umsebenzi wakhe, kodwa wakhokhelwa phansi endaweni esitaladini esibizwa iqondile endlini yomunye.
And then come the prophet down there by the name of Ananias, who saw in a vision him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Futhi ke weza umprofeti phansi lapho obizo lingu Ananiya owabona embonweni yena esiza phansi wambona lapho ayekhona wehla lapho ayekhona wasengena.
It said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Futhi wathi mzalwane Saul inkosi ibonakale kuwe endleleni ingithumile ukuze ngibeke izandla zami phezu kwakho futhi wamkele ukubona kwakho njalo ugcwaliswe ngumoya engcwele.
What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice versa.
Amen.
So now with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Bona lapha ekhona kwaba into eyayinjani kuPaul bona konke ayekufundisiwe ukukwenza kwaphendukezelwa ngakho manje le mfundo yonke ayelayo yaba yize kuye.
Now he knew that he had an experience, so here's another good lesson for us, that experience alone is enough.
Amen.
It's got to be an experience according to the word of the Lord.
Manje wabakwazi ukuthi waba lesehlakalo. Ngakho lapha silesifundo esihle ukuthi isehlakalo sona sodwa asenelanga. Kumele kube lesehlakalo esimayelana ngelizwi lenkosi.
So him seeing this and know that it was a great something, and if somebody else had received it before him, he took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Ngakho yena ebona lokho njalo esazi ukuthi kwakuyinto enkulu. Ngakho ukuthi omunye umuntu wayekwamkele yona ngaphambi kwakhe wathatha iminyaka emithathu lenyanga eyisithupha phansi enkangala eArabia.
Taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament and going down there to compare this experience that he had had and see if it was scripture.
Thatha iBhayibheli njengokuba lalinjalo ngaleso sikhathi iTestamente elidala futhi esehla lapho ukulinganisa lesi sehlakalo abalaso futhi abone aluba sona sisembhalweni.
Amen.
Now, what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow over and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
Manje aluba wathi, kahle ngicabanga ukuthi lokho kwaba ukuvunguza okuncinyane, futhi azihambele, ngizalandela ukukhalipha kwami.
Now, he had to become a prisoner to something.
a prisoner.
Manje wayemele ebotshelwe kwenyinto isibotshwa.
So as you're comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews as a type.
Ngakho ngemva kokulinganisa futhi ebona akumangalisi waloba incwadi yamaHebheru ngomfanekiso.
See, 3 years and a half laying in the word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back and changing all of his interests.
Bona iminyaka emithathu lengxenye ephansi le ebeka ilizwi futhi efumana ukuthi uNkulunkulu uqobo owambizayo wayesembuyisela eguqula konke ukukhalipha kwakhe.
Changing all that he ever thought, he already trained to be, all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him.
Amen.
And he became a prisoner.
Eguqula konke ake kucabange, konke afundele ukuba hikho, zonke izifiso zakhe, kwesulwa kuye, futhi wasesiba isibotshwa.
The love of God had been so tremendous and such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Uthando lukaNkulunkulu lwalube lukhulu kakhulu futhi sambule sinje sokuthi wayengeke asuka kuso.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Yiso isehlakalo seqiniso sekholwa lonke eliqotho elihlangana loNkulunkulu.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. You get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Uhlangana leyinto enkulu oba yisibotshwa kuyo yonke into. Bona uyasuka kuyo yonke into uzibophele kulokho.
It's expressed one time what Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells everything he's got to get that one.
Kukhulunywe ngesinye isikhathi lapho uJesu wathi umbuso wezulu njengomuntu othenga amaparela. Yikho nxa esefumene lelo parela uyathengisa konke alakho ukuze azuze lelo.
And that's why here you have an intellectual conception. You have a theological experience.
Futhi hiyo indlela lapha. Ule ngqondo yokuhlakanipha. Ule sehlakalo sezenkolo.
But when it comes to a time that when you really find the real thing, you just sell everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Kodwa nxa kusiza esikhathini lapho uthola into uqobo uyathengisa yonke into futhi uzivalele kulokho.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
UPaulo wayesazi ukuthi kuyini. Wafumana ukuthi wayebotshelwe kwenye into njengoba sifaka ibhiza kuhanisi. Yikuba lidonse enye into.
And Paul knew after this experience and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he had with the Bible.
Futhi uPaulo wayesazi ngemva kwalesi sehlakalo futhi leminyaka emithathu lengxenye yokufanekisa isehlakalo ayelaso leBhayibheli.
He realized that God had chosen him and harnessed him by the Holy Spirit, the experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself harnessed him.
Wananzelela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayemkhethile futhi wambophela ngomoya oyingcwele isehlakalo ayebelaso ukudonsela ivangeli phambi kwabezizwe umoya ngokwawo wambophela.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed, hooked up. We can't go where God be with us.
Amen.
Harnessed to the work.
Futhi lamuhla njengezinceku zikaKristu siyabotshelwa siyakitshwe singeke sihambe sibotshelwe kanye lalo sibotshelwe elizwini.
No matter what anyone else says, you're harnessed to it. There's something about it that you just can't get away from.
Kungelani ukuthi omunye uthini ubotshelwe kulo. Kulenye into mayelana ngalo okokuthi awukwanisi ukusuka kulo.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost. Has yoked you to the Word, and no matter what anyone else says, it's the Word.
Ufakwe ijogwe kanye lalo ngomoya ongcwele. Ufake ijogwe elizwini. Akulandaba ukuthi omunye umuntu uthini kuyilizwi.
That's always harnessed up with it, put in a yoke with it, to the Word by the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Kuhlezi kubotshelwe kanye lalo. Ufakwe ejokweni kanye lalo. Elizwini ngomoya wayebotshelwe.
He had learned on the backside of the Arabian desert there, when all his former things and experiences and ambitions had been stripped of those things.
Wayefundile emuva kwenkangala yase-Arabia lapho. Lapho zonke izinto zakhe zakuqala lezi hlakalo futhi lezifiso ukuba wayehlubuliwe lezo zinto.
Now that's what we find today, that we must be stripped first. And people don't want to be stripped.
Manje yikho lapho esifumana lamuhla ukuthi kumele sihlubulwe kuqala. Futhi abantu abafuni ukuhlubulwa.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah. The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching.
Yeah. Umzalwane weMethodist ufuna ukubambelela kungcosana yemfundiso yakhe esiMethodist. Ah. Umzalwane ongumBaptist ufuna ukubambelela kungcosana yemfundiso yakhe esiBaptist. Bon.
But you've got to absolutely be stripped of everything.
Amen.
And just born again afresh and take up from there that the Holy Spirit leads.
Kodwa kumele uhlubulwe impela kukho konke. Uzalwe ngokutsha nje, kakutsha, futhi usukele lapho. Vumela umoya ongcwele akhokhele.
My daddy said when he got in, went into the church, he shook hands with the pastor. He's a good loyal member.
Awungeke uthi yeka manje ubaba wami wathi lapho engena ebandleni waxawula izandla lomfundisi. Ulilunge lihle lithembekileyo.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Lokho kwakungabe kulungile ngohlanga lwakhe. Kodwa thina singolunye uhlanga. Bona, manje kumele siphendukele ezikhathini zeBhayibheli okwalamhlanje.
The priest was harnessed too. But you see, they come over into another dispensation. And they fail to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
Abaprisiti babe botshelwe labo. Kodwa uyabona, babeze kwesinye isikhathi futhi behluleka ukuhlubula ihanisi labo elidala. Njalo bafaka ihanisi elitsha.
And the same thing we find today, we did come through a denominational age. As we prove through the church ages, the Bible and so forth.
Futhi into yinye siyayifumana lamuhla. Seza sedlula esikhathini samasonto. Njengoba safakaza ngezizukulwane zebandla, iBhayibheli futhi lokunye.
But we come now to a free age where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known. Makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Kodwa siyeza manje esikhathini esikhululekileyo. Lapho umoya ongcwele ngokwakhe wehla futhi ezifakazela ngokwakhe. Njalo wazisa yena. Wenze zonke izithembiso azithembisayo zigcwaliseke. Oh mina, isikhathi bani esikhulu.
And he knew that another thing. He knew he could not go to places that being harnessed to this that he would not, if he didn't, if he wanted to go.
Futhi wayekwazi lokho. Enye into, wayesazi ukuthi angeke aye ezindaweni. Lokho abotshelwe kulokho ukuthi wayengeke. Lokho wakwenza kodwa wayefuna ukuhamba.
He knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren.
Amen.
Where he was invited to come, and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do
Amen.
Something else. He wasn't his own.
Amen.
wayekwazi ukuthi isifiso sakhe samdonsela phakathi kwabazalwane lapho ayenxuswe ukuza khona, kodwa wancindezelwa emoyeni ukwenza okunye wayengayedwa.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Mhlawumbe omunye umuntu wayengathi, Mfowethu Saul, Mfowethu Paul, sikufuna uze ngapha ngokuba sile bandla elikhulu kulawo wonke, silombuthano omkhulu kulayo yonke, iminikelo yakho iza kuba mikhulu futhi lokunye.
But being pressed in the spirit, he thought, I got a brother over there, I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the spirit pressed him to go somewhere else, he was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Kodwa encindezelwe emoyeni, wacabanga, ngilomzalwane ngale, ngithanda ukuya khonale futhi ngisindise lomzalwane ngimlethe enkosini. Kodwa kunjalo, umoya wamncindezela ukuya kwenye indawo, wayeyisibotshwa ngokuqondileyo.
Oh God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition. And from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Nkulunkulu senze izibotshwa kanjalo. Kusuke kuzifiso zethu ngokwethu. Lasembonweni yethu. Lokukhumbula kwethu. Okungcono ukuba isibotshwa sika Jesu Christu.
I think that was a great statement. Oh, yeah. I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the Word. See?
Yeah, but...
Ngikhumbula ukuthi leyo kwakuyinkulumo enkulu ukuthi ngiyisibotshwa kuJesu Kristu, futhi khumbula uyilizwi bona.
No matter what anyone else thinks, it's the Word. See, if you're a prisoner to the Word, no denomination can sway you from it. It's the Word, you're a prisoner to it, that's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Kungelandaba ukuthi omunye umuntu cabangani, kuyilizwi bona. Nxa uyisibotshwa kulo ilizwi, akulasonto elingakuzungusa kulo. Yilizwi uyisibotshwa kulo, yikho kuphela kumele wenze ngendlela elenza ngalo.
He cannot go certain places that he wanted because why? The spirit forbade him.
Manje wayengeka hambe endaweni esithile lapho efuna khona ngoba ngani? Umoya wamalela.
You remember many times that Paul was trying to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Uyakhumbula isikhathi esinenge ukuthi uPaulo wayezama ukuya kwenye indawo ecabanga lapho yikho engingaba lomhlangano omkhulu kodwa umoya wamalela.
Yeah,
now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ, harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Manje lokho kuyatsho ngokusobala njalo kufakaze ukuthi uPaul wayeyisibotshwa na. Isibotshwa kuJesu Kristu, ebotshelwe elizwini lakhe ngomoya. Oh, ngiyakuthanda lokho. Aha.
He was bound by a chain, by fetters of love to do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He's a prisoner.
Wayebotshiwe, wayebotshwe ngeketane, futhi la ngezibopho zothando, ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu, futhi yona kuphela. Wayeyisibotshwa.
He was in a fetters of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Wayephakathi kwezibopho zothando. Wayesejokweni lo Kristu, wayengeke wazibophela loba yikuphi, wayezibophele kanye laye.
And where the leak went, that's where he had to go.
Amen.
Because how green the pasture looked on this side of that side, he had to go the way the leader in the yoke went.
Futhi lapho okwakusiya umholi, yikho lapho ayemele aye khona, kungelani lokuba amadlelo ayeluhlaza njani. Lapho kuleli icele kumbe kuleli yana icele wayemele hambe indlela lapho kwakusiya khona umkhokheli lejogwe.
Oh, tonight, if we as the tabernacle,
Hallelujah.
But only become prisoners.
Amen.
Your own selfish deeds. Your own ambition. That we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to Him.
Oh, ngalobu busuku. Nga tina njenge pranam tepanegeli. Singaba kuphela izibotshwa. Kubo ubuntu bokuzifunela okwethu. Kuso isifiso sethu. Ukuze sizinikele ngokupheleleyo. Futhi sibotshelwe kuye.
No matter what the rest of the world thinks.
Amen.
What the rest of the world does. We're yoked. With fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Kungelani ukuthi umhlaba wonke ucabangani. Ukuthi umhlaba wonke wenzani, sibotshelwe ngezibopho zothando, sizibotshwa.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't dance.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ, till I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
Inyawo zami zibotshelwe kuKristu, zingeke zagida. Amehlo ami abotshelwe kuKristu. Kuze kuthi nxa ngibona abakhumula izigqoko abesimanje manje esitaladini kuyaphendula ikhanda lami.
Hallelujah.
My heart is so yoked in love to Him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Inhliziyo yami ibotshelwe ngothando kuye kuze kuthi kangisela thando ngalumhlaba la kancinyane.
My will is so yoked to Him that I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Amen.
See?
Intando yami ibotshelwe kuye. Kuze kuthi angisakwazi manje ukuthi izifiso zami ziyini. Kuphela. Loba ngapi ungihola ngiyakulandela Nkosi. Ngiza kuba yisibotshwa bona.
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost again to wait on the word.
UPaulo ngokuqondileyo wayeyisibotshwa. Wayengayenzi inkulumo engayisiyo. Wayefundisiwe ngumoya oyingcwele futhi ukulinda elizwini.
Now he was trained one way, but God had trained him another way now. He was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord. No matter what his ambitions were.
Manje wayefundisiwe ngendlela eyodwa. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wayesemfundise ngeyinye indlela manje. Wayefundiswe ngumoya ongcwele ukulinda enkosini. Kungelani ukuba izifiso zakhe zaziyini.
Now I'm going to help the Holy Spirit show you something.
Manje sengiza ngosizo lukamoya ongcwele. Kulitshengisa enye into bona.
Now let's just take an instance. One day, Paul and Silas, coming down the street in a certain city where they're holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Manje asithathe umzekeliso. Ngelinye ilanga, Paulo no Silas besiza besehla esitaladini edolobheni elithile lapho ababe bambe imvuselelo. Futhi intombazane encinyane ethunjwe ngamadimoni. Yala ilokho imlandela imemeza ngemva kwakhe.
No doubt what Paul knew that he had the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Futhi kungela kuthandabuza uPaulo esazi ukuthi wayele mvumo njengompostoli ukukhalimela lo moya omubi ukuphuma kulo owesifazane.
But did you notice he waited day after day? Until all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Amen.
This is the hour. Then he said, thou Spirit, come out of her. Amen. See? Amen. He knows to wait on the Lord.
Kodwa uqaphele na, walinda usuku, ngosuku, kwaze kwathi ngesikhatshana, umoya ongcwele wakhuluma kuye wathi, lesi yiso isikhathi. Ngakho wase sithi, wena moya, phuma kuye. Bona, wakwazi ukulinda enkosini.
And there were so many people that bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that? Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord's got to say.
Futhi yikho lapho abantu abanenge lamuhla abaletha ihlazo phezu kwelizwi. Bahamba belesifiso kulemvuselelo ezingaki ezichiwe ziphansi ngenxa yento enjengaleyo ngoba umvangeli kalindi ukubona ukuthi kuyini inkosi ezakutsha.
Someone said, come over here. And they go right now because the association says go.
Abanye babo bathi hoza ngapha futhi bahle bahambe manje ngokuba inhlangano ithe hamba.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different. Yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other or some elder or some bishop or something was pulling. You must go. And yet he knows better. The Holy Spirit saying, go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Futhi umoya oyingcwele engakhuluma okwahlukileyo. Kukanti isifiso somuntu sokuba ligosa lesizwe kumbe okunye okunjalo kumbe omdala kumbe omunye umbishopu kumbe okunye okungamdonsa kumele uhambe futhi loba esazi ngcono umoya oyingcwele esithi hamba lapha bona ubotshelwe kunhlanganiso yakhe.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's led by the Holy Ghost.
Uyisibotshwa kuhlanganiso kodwa uba ebothelwe kuKristu ukhokhelwa ngumoya oyingcwele bona ubothelwe isibotshwa.
No matter what anything else says, it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Akutsho lutho ukuthi enye into ithini. Kuyi ithusi elikhalayo lensimbi encencethayo uzwa kuphela ilizwi likaNkulunkulu futhi ukhuluma kuphela nxa liphuma gacho lutho.
Somebody say, oh Brother June, Brother Roberts, or some of these great men in our land today, like Tommy Hicks, or Old Roberts, or Brother Tommy Osborne, some of those great evangelists.
Omunye uti, mfowethu Jones, mfowethu Roberts, kumbe abanye labo abantu abakhulu elizweni lethu lamuhla njengo Tommy Hicks, kumbe Oral Roberts, kumbe u Tommy Osborne, abanye balabo abavangela abakhulu.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy, you're a great man of God, and I got a uncle that's laying over here that it's all bound, and he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have the strength to heal him. See?
Nga omunye engathi, chono, woza ngapha. Tommy, ungumuntu omkhulu kaNkulunkulu, kumbe Oral. Futhi ngilo malume olele lapha, obotshiweyo, futhi uyagula. Ngifuna ukuba uze, ngiyakholwa ulamandla okumpholisa, bona.
I maybe the Holy Spirit would say to him, not now.
Futhi mhlawumbe umoya ngcwele wayengathi kuye hajoko manje.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Kodwa kunjalo ngobungani balo muntu ubotshelwe ukuba ahambe laye nxa engayekela uba yisitha kulowo muntu.
That man said, well, he went to so-and-so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Amen. If he's up to God.
Lo muntu athi kahle uhambe, uzibani lo zibani, silisa lo mtwana kumbe lo mfana, ngiyakwazi ukwenzile, futhi bengingumngane wakhe, okweminyaka, bona. Futhi kazange abuye endaweni yami. Kodwa uba ebanjwe ngamandla ngumoya oyingcwele ukuba engahambi, kungaba ngcono engahambi uba ebotshelwe kuNkulunkulu.
His friend he loves. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow.
Yeah.
I experienced that so many times.
Umngane wakhe uyamthanda. Kodwa kungcono akhokhelwe ngumoya oyingcwele ukuya lapho ngoba kusoze kwanceda lutho loba njani. Ngihlangana lakho lokho isikhathi esinenge.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do.
Amen.
Whatever the Spirit said.
Kodwa uPaul wayelindele umoya nje ukumtshela ukuba enzene. Linda kumoya, watcho.
He stood one night preaching and watched out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. How?
Yeah.
The same way he perceived is going to be wrecked upon an island. Yeah.
Wema ngobunye ubusuku eChumayela futhi waphuma lapho wabona indoda eyayisilima futhi khona pho nje umoya wakhuluma kuye futhi wasisithi ngiyabona njani indlela yinye abona ngayo ukuthi babeza kuba lomonakalo phezulu kwesihlenge bona
I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand up on your feet, Jesus. Hey, that makes you well. There you are. He was yoked.
Ngiyabona ukuthi lokukholwa ukuba usiliswe. Phakama ume ngezinyawo zakho. UJesu Kristu sekuphilisile. Bona, nanko ke, wayebotshelwe.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened. But yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to save. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Wayengabe ebambe imvuselelo okweviki lapho futhi kungela lutho lwenzakalayo. Kodwa lokho wayelindele umoya engcwele ukuba atsho. Bona, wayebotshelwe kuleso sicelo.
Now you say, Brother Ben, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time, but you remember it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road and said, I'm sending you back amongst the sick and the sick.
Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit. Sure.
Manje wena uthi, mfowethu Branham, uyalahla lokho owakutsho ngensonto mayelana ngawe, ulindele sonke lesi sikhathi. Futhi kodwa, liyakhumbula, kwakungumoya oyingcwele owakhuluma kimi lapho endleleni. Njalo wathi, ngiyakuthumela phakathi kwabagulayo, labahluphekayo. Bona, yikulalela umoya oyingcwele, liqiniso.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now, that's different, see. Now, it makes a difference. Yes.
Angizange ngihambe. Waze wangitshela ukuthi ngikwenze. Ngangilindele. Ithe kanjalo inkosi. Ngaze ngathola ithi kanje inkosi. Manje lokho kwakuhlukile. Bona. Manje yona lokho kwenza umehluko yebo.
He waited for the word of the Lord. He was pressed in the spirit to do only God's bidding. That he become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Friends, if we could only become prisoners.
Walindela ilizwi lenkosi. Wayencindezelwe kumoya ukwenza kuphela okuthiwa nguNkulunkulu. Ngakho ke wasisiba isibotshwa sikaJesu Kristu. Bangane, aluba singaba izibotshwa kuphela.
That was hot. But I like to name a couple more characters.
Ngiyazi kuyachisa. Kodwa ngithanda ukuqamba abantu abambalwa nxa lingathanda. Ngilaba isithupha kumbe isificamunwembili ababhaliweyo phansi lapha. Kodwa ngingathanda ukuqamba omunye umuntu nje kumbe ababili.
Let's take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that he was born a deliverer.
Asithatheni ubuntu buka Mose. Wazalwa engumkhululi. Futhi wayekwazi lokho ukuthi wazalwa engumkhululi.
But before I say about Moses, I like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Kodwa ngingakakhulumi ngoMose. Ngithanda ukuba ngenzele umutsho. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu isikhathi zonke uthatha loba ngubani umuntu ongamkhonza ngokuqinisekileyo ukuba yisibotshwa sakhe.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything his life, soul, body, will, ambitions and everything else and become a complete prisoner to Christ who is the Word.
Amen.
To serve God.
Umuntu kumele anikele sonke isifiso alaso. Konke ayikho khona. Konke impilo yakhe. Umphefumulo, umzimba, intando, izifiso, futhi lakho konke. Njalo abe ngesipheleleyo. Isibotshwa kuKristu. Oyilizwi. Ukukhonza uNkulunkulu.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization
You might think that they could lift you up and give you something great that you might crash.
Ungamele uhambe ngokuphambenelo kubona kwakho okungcono. Mhlawumbe phakathi kwenhlanganiso ethile ungacabanga ukuthi bangakuphakamisa futhi bakuphe okunye okukhulu okokuthi ungacwazima.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Kodwa uzithola usuyini? Uzithola usehlulwe ngemva kwesikhathi uNkulunkulu aze athole umuntu ozimiseleyo ukuba isibotshwa kuye.
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it to the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
uNkulunkulu udinga isibotshwa. Uhlale kwenza. Ungakuhlola empalweni. Umuntu kumele abe yisibotshwa kuKristu kuphikisana loba yikuyini.
Therefore you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
Even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Ngakho ke ungeke uhlanganiswe lalutho kodwa uKristu loba ubaba wakho, umama wakho, umfowenu, udadewenu, indoda yakho, unkosikazi wakho, loba ngubani.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only.
Yeah.
Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
Uhlangane lo Christ kuphela. Futhi yena kuphela. Lapho ke uNkulunkulu angakusebenzisa. Kuze kube yilokho. Awungeke.
Lord, sometimes speak up. Rough the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Uphuma. Ngezinye izikhathi. Ukhuluma kubi ebantwini bona ngizama ukuthi uzikhulule.
You must have a starting place. Like a sometimes called out the women bobbing their hair and wearing these clothes and hold and maintain their Christian profession.
Kumele ube lendawo yokuqalisela. Njengesinye isikhathi kumemezela kwabesifazane abagela inwele zabo futhi begqoke lezi ziqoko njalo babambe futhi bagcine isivumo sabo sesiKristu.
Say, that's a little thing. Well, you got to start somewhere. So begin right there with your ABCs. And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow. And become a prisoner to Christ.
Uthi, leyo yinto encinyane. Yebo, kumele uqalisele kwenye indawo. Ngakho uqalisela khonapho. Lama ABC akho. Bona, futhi quma konke. Ukukhangeleka kumhlaba. Loba njani futhi ube yisibotshwa kuKristu.
Then you keep on cut loose everything. The fire of the last line is cut loose. Then you are a prisoner. Then you become in his grip. He's got you in his grip.
Futhi ke uqubekele phambili. Quma konke. Kuze kuthe ucineni intambo yokucina isiqonyiwe. Lapho usiyisibotshwa ke. Uba sekubanjweni kwakhe. Usekuthe xaka kuye.
Now. Moses knew that he was born to deliver. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him over there as she was his nursemaid?
Manje uMose wayekwazi ukuthi wayezelwe engumkhululi. Wayekwazi lokho. Futhi eqaphelisile lesifiso uMose ayelaso. Esazi ukuthi unina wayemtshelile le njengoba wayengu mdlizane. Wake.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses, when your dad, Amram, and I pray constantly.
Gungela kuthandabuza, lapho uMose usane oluncane, ezalwa ukuthi unina wathi, uyakwazi Mose, lapho uyihlo uAmram, lami sakhuleka kokuphela.
We know what it's seen in the Word, it was time. For the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliverer. One night the Lord told us in a vision that you would be born and you would be delivered.
Sabakwazi futhi sabona elizwini. Kwakuyisikhathi sokuza komkhululi. Futhi sakhuleka. Nkosi Nkulunkulu, sifuna ukubona lo mkhululi. Ngobunye ubusuku inkosi yasitela ngombono ukuthi uzakuzalwa. Njalo uzakuba ngomkhululi.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandments. We didn't care what the king said then. We know that you were born a deliverer. Now, Moses, we know that we can bring you up right.
Asizange sisabe umlayo wenkosi. Asizange sibe lendaba ukuthi inkosi yayisithini. Ngakho sabakwazi ukuthi wazalwa ngumkhululi. Manje Mose sabakwazi ukuthi sasingeke sikukhulise kuhle.
I remember they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Manje khumbula babelapha iminyaka engamakhulu amane eGypt bona.
And we wanted to get you the right thing, the right education, the right training. So I took you and put you in a little ark and set you out into the Nile.
Futhi sasifuna ukuzuzela into eyiyo, imfundo eyiyo, ukufundiswa okuyikho. Ngakho ke ngakuthatha futhi ngakufaka esitsheni semizi esincinyane, ngakufuqela phakathi kweNile.
And how strange that the current taking that little ark down through the reeds and rushes and brought it right down miles away and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace where Pharaoh's daughter was, where the bathing pool was. And how that I know that she needed a woman to raise him.
Futhi kwakumangalisa kanjani ukuthi ukugeleza kwamanzi kwakuhambisa leso sitsha semizi phakathi kwemihlanga lemizi. Futhi sehla laso amamayela akude njalo sasiphendula sasiqondisa endlini yobukhosi kaFero. Lapho indodakazi kaFero yayikhona lapho okwakulecibi lakhe lokugezela. Futhi lokuthi ngabakwazi kanjani ukuthi uzafuna umfazi wokukondla.
In the man days, of course, they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so they'd have to have a wet nurse.
Futhi ngalezo nsuku kusobala babengelawo magula lawa okumunyisa insane. Ngakho wayemele abe lo mdlezane.
So, and Miriam, I sent her down and she stood there. And she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse. And come and got me.
Yiko. Futhi uMiriam, ngamthumela khonale. Njalo wema lapho futhi wathi ngiyazi lapho engingamfumana khona umdlezane futhi weza wangithatha.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now. And you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday you're going to be the deliverer that's going to take the people out of here.
Futhi Mose, iminyango yonke ivaliwe. Sithandwa. Ule minyaka elichumi lesithupha ngobudala. Manje. Futhi uzakuba yindodana kaFero. Futhi ngolunye usuku uzakuba ngumkhululi ozakukhupha abantu lapha.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother. I'll study everything I can.
Izifiso zikaMose zaqala ukukhula. Ngizafundela, mama. Ngizafundela konke engingakwenelisa.
You know what I'll do? I'll study how to be a military man. And I'll know how to take these people out of here.
Uyakwazi ukuthi ngizakwenzani. Ngisafundela ukuba ngumuntu wezimbi futhi ngizakuba kwazi ukuthi ngizakuba khupha kanjani abantu laba lapha.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. And I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Ngizakuba ngugeneral omkhulu, umbishop. Ngakho ngizakuba kwazi ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani futhi ngizakuyithatha. Ngiza kuthatha iPhD yami kumbi LL ngiza kukwenza.
My father Chiniki, if you ever read his book, all right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, and he become one himself.
Njengo baba uChiniki, nga wake wabala ingwalo zakhe. Kulungile konke. Uza kukhulula wonke ama Protestant. Uyazi futhi waba nguye ngokwakhe.
So, this great priest years ago. Father Chiniki, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him Father. It's Brother Chiniki what it was. We don't call no man Father like that.
Ngakho lumpristo mkulu, iminyaka edluleyo, ubaba uChiniki, kumele uzuze ibhuku lakhe futhi ulibale. Bambiza ubaba, ungumfo wethu uChiniki kuphela. Yikho okwakukhona. Asibizi muntu baba kanjalo.
So we find it. He's going to read the Bible. So if you get out there and disprove the Protestant religion, the big old Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he got the Holy Ghost. Then he'll become one of them.
Ngakho sifumana ukuthi siya wayezabala iBhayibheli ukuze aphume lapho futhi aphikise inkolo yamaProstantine futhi ayenze yonke iKatolika futhi wathi eseyibala iBhayibheli umoya ongcwele weza phezu kwakhe futhi wasethola umoya ongcwele futhi ke wasesiba ngomunye wabo.
So then, notice this, that Moses got all the training because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. There was nobody. He could even teach the Egyptians.
Ngakho ke qaphela lokho ukuthi uMose yonke imfundiso ngokuba wayesazi. Wayehlakaniphile efundile elengqondo kuze kuthi kungela muntu wayefundisa lamaJipide.
He could teach their psychologists. He could teach their generals what military might was. So he was a great man. And people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Kuze kuthi wayefundisa lezazi zokusebenza ngokwengqondo lemicabango yabantu. Wayefundisa lamageneral abo ukuthi amandla ezimpi ayini. Wayendoda enkulu futhi abantu babemesaba uMose ngenxa yobukhulu bakhe.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop, or maybe like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Oh, imfundo enjalo mina maye ngumbishopu omkhulu kumbe njengopapa. Wayengumuntu omkhulu futhi wayengumuntu olamandla.
And he knew that he was born to do this. And had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Futhi wayekwazi wazalelwa ukukwenza lokho. Futhi wayefundele elesifiso esikhulu ukukwenza.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools, I don't say that like you're out here in the West now, they're going to build $150 million school of theology. See? Pentecostal. $150 million school.
Njengalamuhla, angitsho ukuthi amadoda befundela kulezi izikolo, angitsho ukuthi njengoba belapha entshonalanga manje, sebeza kwakha isikolo sezenkolo sekhulu lamachumi amahlanu ezigidi zamadola bona. AmaPentecost isikolo sekhulu lamachumi amahlanu ezigidi zamadola.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen.
But whatever.
Gimi loko kumele kube ngabafundisi enkundleni. Bona bona. Kodwa loba kuyini?
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? Bunch of rickies. Just sit down. And then that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Kuyini abakwenzayo? Xa bephuma lapho, bayini? Iqembu labo Ricky. Khonokho nje. Futhi ke. Yikho abaphuma beyikho kuhlezi kunjalo inengi labo futhi hiyo indlela yinye bona.
Now we find out that when Moses in all his training and today with all the training making big bishops and so forth the great high ambition, what do?
Manje siyathola ukuthi lapho uMose kukho konke ukufundiswa kwakhe njalo lamuhla lokufundiswa konke usenza obishopu abakhulu njalo lokunye izifiso eziphakemeyo ezinkulu siza kwenzani?
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Izifiso zethu ziba njengalezo ezazi nje zika Mose bona.
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all his training.
UNkulunkulu engakabi lo muntu esandleni sakhe. Wayemele amhlubule isifiso sakhe. Wayemele amhlubule ukufundiswa kwakhe konke.
He did go out and he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Waphumela phandle futhi wasekhulula. Wabulala umJipito yedwa futhi wa njalo esekwenzile wathola ukuthi wayese kuphambukene kazanga kwenze lokho kwakungayisiyo leyo ndlela.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert, a desert place. You notice? Kind of strange how these fellows, that God got a message for them, he takes them into a desert.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wamthatha wamusa enhlane enkangala indawo elugwadule. Uyaqaphela kungathi kuyamangalisa kanjani abantu laba ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabazuzela umbiko uyabasa enkangala.
He took Paul to the desert.
Yeah.
To train, to tell him what all this great vision was. Out into the desert.
Wahambisa uPaul enkangala ukuyamfundisa ukuchumayela ukuthi lumbono omkhulu wawuyini phandle le enkangala hamba uye enkangala ethile.
And he stayed there until God fully made known what to do.
Futhi wahlala lapho uNkulunkulu waze wamazisa ukuthi enzeni.
And Moses time he took him out in the desert. Kept him out there for 40 years and stripped him of all his theology and all his ambition.
Futhi isikhathi sikaMose wamthatha wamusa enkangala wamgcina khona lokweminyaka engamachumi amane wamhlubululwa zilwakhe lwezenkolo futhi lesifiso sakhe sonke.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure and how we tonight ought to do the same thing. When we see our ambition.
Oh, isikhathi bani ukuthi wayekhangela emuva futhi abone ukwehluleka kwakhe. Futhi kanjani thina ngalobu busuku simele senze into yinye nxa sibona isifiso sethu.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Khangela umkhankaso wokusilisa. Futhi ubone aluba inkosi yenza ulutho iminyaka emlutshwana edluleyo ukuqala ukubuyisela ukusiliswa kwabagulayo njalo lokunye.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Umuntu wonke inhlanganiso yonke kungoba akuzange kungene phakathi kwenhlanganiso yabo basebenzi dingela umelaphi futhi senzeni asike sikukhangeleni okwesikhatshana.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Senze into inye enziwa nguMose saphumela ngaphandle futhi sazama kanzima ukwenza isimangaliso esithile.
I smell a disease. I got blood in my hand. A manufacture of miracle.
Nginuke umkhuhlane. Ngithole igazi esandleni sami. Futhi sizibumbele isimangaliso.
See, and what have we got? Some of the men in such hard straits has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got their mind.
Bona. Futhi sizuzeni. Abanye bamadoda ngemizamo enzima. Bephukile. Futhi sebeyizidakwa izikhathi zonke baguliswa imizwa futhi babamba ingqondo zabo.
Switched all the way back to the order from the Pentecostal objective back to making organizations and things again.
Baguqukele indlela yonke emuva uhlelo kusuka enhlosweni yesiPentecost kubuyela ekwenzeni inhlanganiso lezinye izinto njalo.
What have we done? Threw about one Egyptian. That's right.
Bona, kuyini sikwenzileyo? Sibulele okokungaba ngumiJipite oyedwa, kunjalo.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings till we had no voice.
Futhi sizamile ngamandla onke, sipatele, sisebenzile, saya ubusuku bonke ngemihlangano yomthandazo, saze satsha ilizwi.
And try to manufacture something, scoop up something, and all these kinds of things, and find it to be a total failure.
That's
we
right.
Need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Futhi sazama ukwenza ulutho. Futhi sangezelela ulutho. Njalo lazo zonke lezi inhlobo zezinto. Futhi safumana kuyukwehluleka okugcweleyo. Sidinga ukubuyela emva enkangala. Kunjalo. Yebo, Nomzana.
Pains and struggles Why not just give up?
Amen.
That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Ukudabuka lokucika-cika. Indaba ungayekeli. Yikho kumele ukwenze bona. Buyela ubusuyekela.
Well, we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did. It doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Ngani, senze into yinye abayenzileyo. Into yinye uMose ayenzayo. Akwenzi kuhle. Ngemva kweminyaka engamachuma mani. Wazithola eyisibotshwa kulo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
What are we trying to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all these great things that God has told us about how that we must be born again, how we must receive the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here?
Kuyini esizama ukukwenza lapho isibusiso esikhulu sisiza futhi lokubonakaliswa kwazo zonke lezi izinto uNkulunkulu asitshele ngazo ukuthi singazalwa njani kakutsha njalo singemukela njani umoya engcwele ubhaphathizo ngebizo likaJesu Kristu futhi lazo zonke izinto lapha.
You see, people are still staying to that word, harnessed to it. What do? They started with their own denominational theory, which had already failed, and try to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help.
Uyabona. Abantu kulokuba bahlale kulo lelo lizwi bebotshelwe kulo kuyini abakwenzayo baqala ngenkolo zamasonto abo ezasezehlulekile futhi bezame ukwenza enye into ekhangeleka njengeqiniso.
I better cut off right there, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done. Think of it.
Kungcono ngikhawuleze khona lapha bona ngileqiniso lihlakaniphe okweneleyo okukwazi ukuthi ngitshone. Bona, kodwa ngani, khangela ukuthi kwenzani, kucabange.
What have we got tonight but a nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God.
Amen.
Who would call the light of the Holy Spirit that it was a mental telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church.
Sizuzeni ngalobo busuku kodwa ilizwe eligcwele abantu abahleliweyo abaphika imibhalo kaNkulunkulu abangabiza impilo kaMoya Engcwele ukuthi kwakungamandla okudlulisela kominye imicabango engakhuluma ngalaye abayalela abanjalo ukuthi bangene ebandleni labo.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge that, to challenge to come into the word.
Njalo bangeke bakuvumela ukuba ukhulume ilizwi linye ngenzalo yenyoka. Ukulondeka okuphakade futhi lezinto umoya oyingcwele azambulileyo wazifakaza ukuba ilizwi. Ngenza ukubizela lokubizela ukuthi uze futhi ungifakaze ukuthi akusikho.
What have they got? The same thing that Luther had? The rest of them? See? Slew an Egyptian.
Bazuzeni. Into yinye uLuther ayelayo. Inengi labo bona ukubulala umiJipite.
What was it? Why was it? Maybe make some man stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Kwakuyini mhlawumbe wenza enye indoda iqale iyekele ukushontsha kumbe iphile iqinisekile kumkayo.
Well, what did you make him out of that? A church member. Come and join Arthur. See?
Kodwa wamenzani ngalokho? Ilunga lebandla. Woza futhi uhlanganele leqembu lethu bona.
That stinking dead man was only thing you point his fingers to of his success of 40 years of training. A stinking addition, laying there rotten and dead.
Lo muntu onukayo ofileyo, wayeyinto kuphela angayikhomba iminwe yakhe kuyo. Ngempumelelo yakhe eminyaka engamachuma amane okufundiswa, umuJipita onukayo elele lapho, ebolile futhi efile.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this revival crossover so called is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot-top and all about a gypsy knife.
Amen.
Kungaleyo ndlela ngalobu busuku, into kuphela esingayikhomba, kumvuselelo esimemethekile, ebizwa njalo liqembu elinukayo lamalunga ebandla angazilutho ngonkulunkulu njengomhothe ntothi engazilutho nganekwane zasesijipite kunjalo.
That we tell them about the word of God, they say, I don't believe that. I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Lokho ungabatshela ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu bathi angikukholwa lokho. Uthi angilandaba ukuthi uthini. Angikukholwa lokho. Bona, bona.
That's an awful thing to have to point back to. For all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Into embi yokukhomba kuyo. Ngokusebenza nzima la ngokutshikatshika futhi lakho konke esilakho.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We could point to an organization, but it's dead. It's stinking.
Mhlawumbe singakhomba esikolo esikhulu kodwa sifile. Singakhomba enhlanganisweni kodwa ifile. Yanuka.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of, like a hog going to swallow in a dog to its vomit. When we turn back, one dead Egyptian.
Ifana na lento yokuqala esaphuma kuyo. Njengengulube isiya edakeni lwayo. Lenja isiya emahlanzweni ayo. Lapho sibiyela emuva. Umijipito yeto fileyo.
No doubt, but somebody says, Moses, well, hey, you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this, somebody that knows Moses, and that he was called for that. And God, if you lost the feeling of the people, no, sir.
Gungela kutandabuza kodwa umunye wathi, Moses, phela awusela zwelo labantu. Wabizelu kwenza lokho. Umunye wayesazi uMoses, njalo wakwazi ukuthi wabizelwa lokho. Futhi unga ulahlekelwe luzwelo ebantwini. Hachi numzana.
Well, why don't you die doing this? Why don't you die trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Kulungile. Kungani ungaphumanga phetsheya. Usenza lokho. Futhi kungani ungaphumelanga lapha. Uzame lokho. Futhi kungani ungahambisani labanye bonke.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise, and I've come down to deliver, and I'm sending you to do it. That was him.
Mose waye pandlele ehlubulo. Waze waba lesehlakalo esihlahleni esasivutha. Esaqinisa ilizwi. Nginguye uNkulunkulu kaAbraham, Isaka, loJacob. Futhi ngiyakukhumbula isithembiso sami. Njalo ngizile ukukubakhulula. Ngiyakuthuma ukukwenza. Kwakuyikho.
He seen the word. Not the ambition of the people or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Wabona ilizwi. Hatshi ukulangazelela kwabantu. Kumbe izifiso zabantu. Ngakho kwaba yini?
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner. Amen. Amen.
Wayengasafuni ukukhangelana lamaJipite futhi. Wayengasafuni ukukhangelana lalinto futhi. Kodwa waba yisibotshwa. Amen.
4 years of hauling, stripped down, but then he became a prisoner at the burning bush. The mighty Moses with all of his intellect.
Iminyaka engamachuma amane yokubaleka, yokuhlubulwa. Kodwa ngakho waba yisibotshwa esihlahleni esivuthayo. Umosi olamandla lokuhlakanipha kwakhe konke.
The Bible saying Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Amen.
Yeah.
IBhayibheli sithi uMose wayeyindoda elamandla ngelizwi kumbe ngesenzo khona leJipite. Kodwa khangela ukuthi isazi sezenkolo esilamandla senzani phambi kwesihlahle sivuthayo. Wavuma kuphela ukungenelisi kwakhe.
When he seen the genuine purpose of God, he confessed that he was inability to do it, yet he was trained in all the theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in the best school.
Lapho ebona inhloso eqotho kaNkulunkulu, wavuma ukuthi kenelisi ukukwenza. Kanti wayefundisiwe kukho konke okwezenkolo ababesenelisa ukumupha. Efundiswe esikolo esidlula zonke.
But what can he do with that pillar of fire hanging out of the bush?
So I can't even talk.
Amen.
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 Kodwa kanti wayengenzani lapho? Leyo nsiki yomlilo ilenge lapho esihlahleni. Watangene lisi lokukhuluma kuye.
Lord, who am I that I should go?
Nkosi ngingubani ukuze ngihambe bona.
Get your shoes on, Moses. I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Kumule isiqathulo zakho, Moses. Ngifuna ukukhuluma lawe. Zihlobule. Futhi lezi isiqathulo zakho usubhazalele phansi njalo. Ngifuna ukukhuluma lawe. Wayengakwanisi lokukhuluma.
I are elected. Prisoner, an elected prophet, just like Paul was elected. Moses was elected deliverer. And then finally, God had his elected subject a prisoner to him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ekugcineni sibotshwa esikhethiweyo, umprofeti okhethiweyo, njengalokhu uPaulo wayekhethiwe. Umose wayekhethiwe umkhululi. Futhi ke ukucinene uNkulunkulu wayeselomuntu wakhe okhethiweyo. Eseyisibotshwa kuye. Oh, hallelujah.
Think of all you mean as the word of that movie.
Amen.
Who shall say that I am?
Wayehamba kuphela lapho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu limhambisa. Ngiza kuthi ngingubani ongithumileyo. Nginguye.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Ngiza kwenza njani? Ngiza kuba lawe.
Yes, Lord, just as you say, here I am. Oh, my. He's a prisoner.
Yebo, Nkosi. Njengoba usitsho nje, ngilapha mina. Oh, mina. Lokhu, uyisibotshwa.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, if he trained the commander army.
Uphambana lokucabanga kwakhe okungcono. Manje wayefundiswe ukulawula ibutho.
A sword's up. Stop face. Train. The goal, chariots all in order, spears forward, charge. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Zinkemba phakamisani, pendukela emuva, efundiswe ukuhamba, zinqola zonke endaweni zazo, mikhonto phambili, hlasela, hiyo indlela azathumba ngayo, kwakuyikufundiswa kwakhe.
But he said, well, we're going to use the what you got in your hand.
Kodwa wathi ngiza kusebenzisani. Wathi ulani esandleni sakho. Intonga.
God just thinks so ridiculous sometimes to the human mind.
UNkulunkulu wenza izinto ezilobuthutha kwezinye izikhathi enqondweni yomuntu bona.
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down. 80 years old. Wife on mule. Gibbs at the hood.
Ulentonga esandleni sakhe. Indevu zilenga phansi eleminyaka engamachumi ayisifica munembili ngobudala umkakhe phezulu kwembongolo umntwana ehlezi ekhalweni lakhe.
Little old flabby arms hanging down the stick, just his head set up where he has thus said the Lord. Ah, his fire got anchored.
Amen.
Izandla ezincane eziluphelayo zingaselamandla zilenga phansi intonga. Ikhanda lakhe kuphela laliphakeme ngoba wayele ithi kanje inkosi ngani wacina esegxilile.
He was a prisoner.
Amen.
I only move when the word moves.
Amen.
I only speak when the word speaks.
Wayeyisibotshwa. Ngizahamba kuphela nxa ilizwi lingihambisa. Ngiza kukhuluma kuphela lapho ilizwi elikhuluma khona.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Train of this stick.
Uyangapi? Ngilomsebenzi owodwa wokuthunywa ukuma phambi kukaFero futhi ngimtshengise ngalintonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungithumile. Amen. Uzakwenzani ngemva kwalokho? Uzanginika into elandelayo ngemva kokuba sengenze lokho.
Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner.
Nanko ke, ulento kuphele yodwa eyokwenza. Inyathelo lokuqala. Ngalobo ubusuku, zinikele. Ngoba isibotshwa. Ungazicabangi kumbe olunye ulutho. Ngoba isibotshwa.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Umose waba isibotshwa. Wavuma ukuthi wayengenelisi lokukhuluma.
Finally, when God got him in his hand, where he could only move. Or
God moved him.
Ekupheten, lapho uNkulunkulu embeke esandleni sakhe, lapho ayehamba kuphela lapho uNkulunkulu ayemhambisa. Ngapi?
He told him the word. He knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word, and the Holy Spirit, their God, harnessed Moses to the will of God.
Wamtshela ilizwi, wabakwazi ukuthi kwakuyilizwi, ngakho wazehlisa phansi kwelizwi, futhi lo moya encwele lapho uNkulunkulu wabophela uMose entandweni kaNkulunkulu.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Yo into inyayenza kuPaulo, kunjalo, wambophela uPaulo.
Little crooked nose, sarcastic Jew. Oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer for the word's sake.
Umjuto omncinane, omakhala azingwengwe, obhinqayo, ole PhD labo LLD belotshwe ndawo zonke phezu kwakhe, kodwa wathi, ngiza kumtshengisa lokho aza kuhlupheka ngenxa yelizwi. Bona.
And Paul sitting there and seeing the word. And seeing that was Jesus. Then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The will of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Futhi wa, futhi njalo uPaul ehlezi, lapho futhi ebona ilizwi, futhi ebona ukuthi lo kwakunguJesu. Futhi ke waphakamisela phezulu izandla zakhe, njalo wasebotshelwa kuye. Uthando lukaNkulunkulu lwambophela kulo ilizwi. Uza kuthwala ibizo lami phambi kwabezizwe. Nango ehamba.
Moses, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them, and the time of the promise is near.
Mose, nginguNkulunkulu waboyihlo. NginguNkulunkulu kaAbraham, Isaac, loJacobe. Ngiyakhumbula ngabathembisa. Futhi lesi sikhathi sesithembiso sesondele.
I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise, and I have come down to harness you.
Futhi ngiyabona ukuhlupheka kwabantu bami. Ngiyakhumbula isithembiso sami. Njalo sengibuyile ukukubopha.
You know what the word says? Now harness you to go down there. Harness you with power to go down there and deliver my people.
Uyakwazi ukuthi ilizwi lithini? Ngikubophele ukuba uye khonale. Ngikubophele lamandla ukuya khonale. Lokukhulula abantu bami.
They got stick in your hand as a witness. Because you've seen a miracle done by it. It's like David with the slingshot.
Futhi thatha le nto ngesandleni sakho. Njengofakazi. Ngoba ubone isimangaliso sisenziwa ngayo. Njengo David ele savutha bona.
Harnessed himself, and he went down. Finally, God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved him. If people would just do that today.
Ebotshelwe, yena ngokwakhe, futhi wahamba. Emaphethweni uNkulunkulu wayese lomuntu owayezithoba kuye. Ebotshelwe kuye, futhi engeke wahamba kuze kuthi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu limhambise. Nxa abantu bengenza khonokho nje namhlanje.
Then he was his prisoner. A prisoner of love. Yoked up in the bond of love with God. As Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
Njengalokho, wayeyisibotshwa sakhe. Isibotshwa sothando. Esejogweni lesibopho zothando. Lo uNkulunkulu. NjengoPaulo wayebotshwe ngesibopho sothando kuNkulunkulu.
Just like Paul, both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Njengo Paulo, ububili babo, babe fundiswe ngendlela yinye. Mose fundele uyazi ukukhulula abantwana baka Israel ngamandla empi.
Paul trained to take it out of the hands of Romans and run free. By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day, great schools of training come up under Gamaliel.
UPaul wafundela ukubakhupha ezandleni zamaRoma futhi abakhulule ngamandla akhe obufundisi emhlabeni kulolo suku. Izikolo ezinkulu zokufundisa wakhula engaphansi kukaGamaliyeli.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man.
Both of them saw the Spirit of the Father.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Futhi bobabili baye enkangala baphenduka sebengabantu abahlukileyo bobabili babona insika yomlilo futhi bobabili babengaba prophet kunjalo bobabili babengaba prophet
and they both were taught to by the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Exactly
right.
Coming for deliverance.
Futhi bobabili bakhulunywa kibo insika yomlilo kunjalo sibili esiza ukuba ngumkhululi.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert to find out, left their peoples and everything to find the will of God.
Amen. See? Nampo lapho baye enkangala bachiya amakhaya abo baye enkangala ukuyadingisisa bachiya abantu babo futhi lakho konke ukuyadinga intando kaNkulunkulu bona.
They were trained in one way, God changed them to another.
Babe fundiswe ngendlela ethile uNkulunkulu wabaguqulela kweyinye.
And they had become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Futhi kwakumele babe yisibotshwa esipheleleyo ukungenzi ngendlela ababefuna ngayo ukwenza kodwa ukwenza ngendlela uNkulunkulu ayefuna ukuba benze.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Have we got another 10 minutes to make? I'll real quickly get to another character.
Uyafana izolo lamhla futhi laphakade. Sileminye imzuzu emlutshane lapha ukwenza lezi.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
Ngiza phangisa ngingene komunye umuntu. Ngibona omunye phambi kwami manje. Ebizo lakhe nguJoseph. Wayendodana ekhethiweyo wayengumfanekiso opheleleyo kaJesu Kristu.
He was born a prophet. He's a prophet also. See?
Wazalwa engumprophet. Wayengumprophet futhi bona.
And now he could see vision. And when he's a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne and his brothers bowing to him.
Futhi manje wayebona umbono futhi esasengumfana omncinyane. Wabona umbono wakhe ehlezi esihlalweni sobukhosi futhi abafo bakhe bemkhothamela kuye bona.
He felt like he's a great guy. See? And all the what God has to do. He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
God khangela waba wezo sengathi ngumuntu omkhulu bona. Bonke babo kodwa uNkulunkulu wayemele enzeni. Wenza into yinye. Ayeyenze kubo bonke babo.
Because Moses was a deliverer, Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Ngokuba uMose wayengumkhululi, uPaulo wayengumkhululi, futhi manje uJoseph wayengumkhululi, wasindisa abantu bakhe endlaleni.
What did God have to do to him? Put him in prison. Yeah, put him right straight to the prison. Yes, sir?
UNkulunkulu wayemele enzeni kuye kwamfaka entolongweni kwamfaka khona entolongweni yebo numzana.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian and they sold him to Potiphar.
Kumbula wathengiswa ngabafo wakhe kumiJipite futhi bamthengisa kuPotifa.
And Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty and first thing you know that was taken from him and there he sat in the prison crying, God had to strip it.
Njalo uPotifa wamnika inkululeko ethile. Futhi into yokuqala uyazi leyo yasuswa kuye. Futhi nango ehleze entolongweni ekhala ekhala. UNkulunkulu wayemele ayihlubule.
But all the time I believe he in that prison he could remember that the vision said that he's going to sit on the throne and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gift come from God. And he knew that it was had to come to pass.
Manje qaphela. Kodwa isikhathi sonke ngiyakholwa yena kuleyo ntolongo. Wayekhumbula ukuthi umbono wathi wayeza ukuhlala esihlalweni sobukhosi. Njalo labafo wakhe babeza ukukhothamela kuye. Ngokuba wayesazi ukuthi isipho sakhe sivela kuNkulunkulu. Futhi wayesazi ukuthi kwakumele kugcwaliseke.
If we could only keep that in our mind. And according to the word of God,
In this last days, he's going to have a church.
Amen.
He's going to have a people. And these things that he promised, he's going to do.
Uba singakugcina lokho engqondweni zethu futhi mayelana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi kulezi insuku zokugcina uza kuba lebandla uza kuba labantu futhi lezi zinto azithembisayo uza kuzenza.
Amen. And we're living in the time. Amen. We're there.
Amen.
He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Locked in with him.
Wathi uza kukwenza futhi siphile esikhathini. Sesilapho uzama nje ukusenza sibe izibotshwa manje sivalelwe kanye laye.
You know the song you sing, and then I'm gonna shut in with God.
Yeah,
I want to be shut in with God. Now, where I thought about this.
Lizwile leyana ingoma endala elihlabelayo njalo ke ngivalelwe phakathi loNkulunkulu ngifuna ukuvalelwa phakathi loNkulunkulu manje yikho lapho engicabanga ngalokho.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
Ukuvalelwa phakathi loNkulunkulu. Kungekho okunye. Futhi uhamba kuphela lapho uNkulunkulu esithi hamba. Wenza kuphela lapho uNkulunkulu esithi yenza. Bona ngakho uvalelwe loNkulunkulu.
Now remember, he was thinking. He also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure. It didn't work.
Manje kumbula, wayecabanga, futhi waba liphutha eligcweleyo kuyena ngokwakhe. Konke ayekwazi, konke ayekuzwisisa, futhi lakho konke, waba liphutha eligcweleyo, akuzange kusebenze.
He was put under a situation. So where that nobody would listen to him, he was a prisoner.
Wafa kwangaphansi kwesimo lapho kwangungela muntu wayengamlalela. Waye isibotshwa.
See? He was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe. Do you see what I mean?
Bona, wabekwa phansi kwesimo ukuthi abangakholwayo babengeke bakholwa. Liyabona engutshoyo.
His ministry was a not effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay attention to him in prison. What good would his ministry do?
Inkonzo yakhe yayingela mpumelelo. Abantu bachibilikisa amakhandabo. Babengamlaleli entolongweni. Yibuhle bani obabungenziwa inkonzo yakhe.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him and walk on down the street. See? But he became a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner until the wheel got rolled up behind the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Total failure.
Wayengema ensimbini zentolongo abachumayeze. Babesehla behamba esitaladini bona. Kodwa waba isibotshwa. Futhi uNkulunkulu wamgcina eyisibotshwa. Izinto zaze zahamba kuhle. Wathi nanga umuntu wami. Utumo ukwehluleka okugcweleyo.
Finally, God can't do it in his prison. Like Paul, like all the rest of them, he came to him.
Ekugcineni, uNkulunkulu weze entolongweni yakhe. Njengo Paul, njengabo bonke abanye weza kuye.
And he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there.
Yeah. That's right.
He brought him from his prison.
Njalo wasebenzisa isipho ayemuphe sona ukumkhupha lapho kunjalo wamkhupha entolongeni yakhe.
What did he do? As soon as he brought him from his prison, he was given power.
Amen.
By the king, his king.
Amen.
That he set on the side of that he was under.
Kuyini akwenzayo lapho esemkhuphile entolongeni yakhe. Waphiwa amandla inkosi, inkosi yakhe. Leyo eyayihlezi ngaseceleni kwayo lo ayengaphansi kwakhe.
He was brought from the prison house and given power for whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Wasuswa endlini yentolongo futhi waphiwa amandla kwaze loba yikupha ayekukhuluma kwakumele kwenzakale. Amen.
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 In his prison, he constantly remembered he was born for a purpose.
Amen.
He was going to set by a king, and all the rest of us going to bow the knee to him. His vision told him so.
Amen. Entolongweni yakhe wakhumbula kokuphela wazalelwa isizathu wayeza kuhlala ngaseceleni kwenkosi bonke babeza kuguqa phansi kuye umbono wakhe wamtshela njalo amen.
Amen. But before his vision could be completely fulfilled, he had to come a prisoner. Amen. And then to come a ruler.
Kodwa ngaphambi kokuba umbono wakhe ugcwaliseke ngokupheleleyo wayemele ebe yisibotshwa amen futhi ke waba ngumbusi.
And when he came from his prison house and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he could only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Futhi lapho ephuma endlini yakhe entolongo waba yisibotshwa selizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuba wayekhuluma lokho kuphela uNkulunkulu ayekufaka emlonyeni wakhe ukukukhuluma ngakho uNkulunkulu wahamba phakathi kwakhe.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's prison. And he all will.
Yes.
If you say to this mountain, be moved.
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's prison.
Kaphela ukuthi uMose wayela amandla okubopha amakhosi kaFaro ngokuthanda kwakhe aluba usithi kulintaba quphuka wayela amandla okubopha amakhosi kaFaro.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether the state representatives or whatever you are.
Lo baba benga madikoni, gumbe amagosa, gumbe babe nga bameli, besizwe gumbe lo baba be yini.
Amen. They said, I'll bind you.
Amen.
So they were bound. That was it. He could do it in his own way, in his own pleasure.
Yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wathi ngiyalibopha futhi babebotshwa kwaba yikho wayekwenza ngelizwi lakhe ngokuthanda kwakhe amen udumo kuNkulunkulu.
Oh, I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word.
Oh, ngile mzuzu emithathu esiseleyo nje ukuze ngigcine ilizwi lami.
Now we find out that he become a prisoner to God. From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Manje siyafumana ukuthi yena waba isibotshwa kuNkulunkulu. Kusukele kubeni isibotshwa kuwo umhlaba. Kusukela uPaul indlela yinye, futhi uMose indlela yinye, kusukela ukuba isibotshwa emkhumbulweni yakhe, kusiya ekubeni isibotshwa kuNkulunkulu.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses, he was surrendered it and stripped of it, he become a prisoner to Christ's word, could only move wherever.
Futhi lapho ephumela phandle, wayela amandla kaNkulunkulu. Njalo lapho esiba nguPaul, lapho kumkhumbula okudala kukaMose, wakunikela futhi, wakuhlubulwa. Waba isibotshwa elizwini likaKristu. Wayengahamba kuphela lapho.
He said Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Uthi Kristu, wabala ihlazo likaKristu amagugu amakhulu ukwedlula awaseJepite. Ngakho waye isibotshwa kuKristu, njengalokhu uPaul ayeyikhona.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Kumbula bonke bobathathu babengaba prophet bona. Futhi bamele behlubulwe imikhumbulo yabo ukuze babe yizibotshwa kuyo intando. Njalo le ndlela zikaNkulunkulu.
Now we remember now that he has power to bind at his own words, he has power to loose at his own words. He could say, I loose you in the name of my king.
Amen.
Ngakho siya kukhumbula. Manje ukuthi wayela amandla okubopha ngelizwi lakhe. Wayela amandla okukukhulula ngelizwi lakhe. Waya ngati ngiyakukhulula ngebizo lenkosi yami. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes his prisoners of love his sons.
Amen.
And he gives them power. The same thing he has.
Ufero wenza uJosefa indodana yakhe. UKristu wenza abakhe izibotshwa zothando. Amadodana akhe futhi uyabapha amandla into yinye ayelayo.
St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, even more than this shall he do.
Amen.
UJohane ongcwele 14:12. Lo okholwa kimi, bona imisebenzi engiyenzayo layo uyakuyenza. Loba emnenge kulale uyakuyenza.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his king, who is Christ. Amen.
Manje isibotshwa sothando luka Christ siyanikezwa amandla yinkosi yaso engu Christ. Amen.
And verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain be moved and don't doubt in your heart but believe that what you said will come to pass, you'll have what you said.
Amen.
Amen.
Uthi ngiqinisile ngithi kini, aluba usithi kulintaba qhuphuka futhi ungathandabuza enhlizweni yakho kodwa ukholwe ukuthi okuchiloyo kuza kugcwaliseka uza kuba lakho okuchiloyo.
If you abide me in my word and you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word are the same.
Uba lihlala kimi lelizwi lami kini, uba libothele kimi ngokuba yena lelizwi lakhe into yinye.
In the beginning was the word, the word was God, the word made flesh and dwelt among us, same yesterday and forever.
Ekuqaleni kwakukhona ulizwi futhi ulizwi waye loNkulunkulu. Ulizwi wayenziwa waba inyama futhi wasehlala phakathi kwethu, nguye izolo namhlala phakade.
If you abide me, not here and there, abide me in my word and you ask what you will or say what you will.
Amen.
And you have done well. You have power.
Glory.
Uba lihlala kimi hatshi lapha futhi lalaphayana. Hlala kimi futhi lelizwi lami kini. Cela ukufunayo kumbe chono ukufunayo uzakwenzelwa wayelamandla.
Notice, before he come out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he meet his king.
Qaphela engakaphumeli phandle waphumiselwa phandle futhi waphucwa izinto ezimbalo ezazimele ziphucwe engakahlangani lenkosi yakhe bona.
Oh God, sometimes takes these people out like that. It shaves a few of their own wills off. Shows them that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? They're not liberty to do what they want to do.
Oh, uNkulunkulu ngezinye izikhathi uyakhuphela phandle abantu bakhe njengalokho. Futhi abaphuce intando zabo ezimbalwa. Abatshengisa ukuthi abangeke benza lokho ababefuna ukukwenza. Liyakwazi lokho engutshoyo. Abakho. Ekukhulekeni kokwenzwa khonoko abakufunayo.
Before they can come into full power and be a long slave to Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
Bengakezi emandleni agcweleyo babe yizigqila zothando kuKristu, kumele baphucwe futhi bese benikezwa.
Sometimes he takes them to the deserts to do that. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one. To fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
You see what I mean? Brothers, we're at the end time.
Ngezinye izikhathi uyabasa enkangala, ukwenza lokho, ukubaphuca, futhi abese bakhupha, abagcotshiweyo, ukugcwalisa icebo, abamisele ukuba babe yilo. Bona lokho engutshoyo. Bazalwane, sisekupheleni kwesikhathi.
Remember all other times, what he's done. He's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him. Forsake his own.
Kumbula, zonke ezinye izikhathi, lokho akwenzileyo, ubehlala ethatha umuntu futhi amenze isibotshwa kuye, achiya bangabakhe.
He had to forsake everything that he knows, forget all his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Wayemele achiye konke ayekwazi, akhohle konke akufundiswa. Kwakhe konke ukuze abe yazi intando kaNkulunkulu njalo lokulandela uNkulunkulu.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do and God at the same time. It's too contrary one to another.
Angeke alandela loba yikuphi umuntu angakwenza loNkulunkulu ngasikhatsinye kuphambene kakhulu okunye kokunye.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Awungeke uye empumalanga futhi entshonalanga ngasikhatsinye. Ungeke ube usiya kwesokudla futhi lesenxele ngasikhatsinye.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No, sir, you're either following God or following man.
Ungeke ube usenza okulungilelo kubi ngasikhatsinye. Ungeke ube ulandela umuntu futhi lo nkulunkulu ngasikhatsinye. Hatshi numzana, ulandela unkulunkulu kumbe ulandela umuntu.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word, to that will. No matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Manje ke, nxa ulandela unkulunkulu futhi wazithoba phansi kankulunkulu. Ngakho uba yisibotshwa kulo unkulunkulu, kulelo lizwi, kuleyo ntando. Kungelani ukuthi enye into ithini, uba yisibotshwa kukho.
Listen, we're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as the last couple of minutes is floating by.
Lalela, sisekupheleni kwesikhathi. Futhi lokho ngizakutsho ngokwesaba, futhi ngokuhlonipha. Njengokuba imzuzu emlutshwane yocina, ithwala amaphiko.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do and must do and will do in this last day is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor.
Kangela, lokho uNkulunkulu ngokubona kwami, aza kwenza futhi lalokhu amela kwenze futhi laza kwenza kulolu suku lokuphela ikufumana isikhali sokuvuna. Yena kumele afumane isikhali sokubhula isiza.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. So he's got to have a sharp sickle or some instrument to thrash out the grain, and the harvest is ripe.
Umlimi loba nguphi lapho siya esivunweni sakhe, kumele ebe lesikhali sokusebenzisa. Impela kumele abe lesikela ebukhali kumbe enye into, isikhali esithile, ukubhula amabele, isivuno sesivuthiwe.
God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love. And use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nkulunkulu sithathe esandleni sakho. Senze inceku zigqila zothando lwakho. Sisebenzise ukuba yisikhali. Ukuletha ukwazi kulo owonakeleyo othukiweyo umhlaba esiphila kuwo. Namhlanje ukuthi uJesu Kristu nguye izolo namhlanje futhi laphakade.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down, if all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Ngokwami Nkulunkulu mangibe yisibotshwa. Aluba abazalwane bami bonke bengilandula. Aluba abangane bami bonke bengiphika. Ngifuna ukuba yisibotshwa sika Jesu Kristu futhi lezwi lakhe.
That I might be harnessed to His Word by the Holy Spirit to see the Holy Spirit make the Word of God be confirmed. But the same things that he said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Ukuba ngibotshelwe elizwini lakhe ngomoya oyingcwele. Ukubona umoya oyingcwele senza ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liqiniswe ngezinto zinye athi ziza kwenziwa. Ngifuna ukuba isibotshwa sikaKristu. Asikhulekene.
I wonder tonight with our heads bowed, if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing, wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Ngiyabuza ngalobu busuku amakhanda ethu ekhothamsiwe. Aluba lesi sifiso esilaso sokuba ngenye into kumbe okunye esingakukhumbula okungaba yinto esizifunela yona, ngiyabuza aluba singakubeka lokho eceleni.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be when I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Ngiyabuza aluba enye insizwa lapha ngalobu busuku khangela inxa zonke ithi ngizakuba Lapho sengikhulile ngizakuba yinto ethize ethize.
I wonder if you could feel the will of God move in your life and say, no. My ambitions are lost now.
Ngiyazibuza aluba usizwa intando kaNkulunkulu inyikinye empilweni yakho. Futhi uthi hachi, izifiso zami sezilahlekile manje.
The last few days the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Okwensuku ezimbalwa ezedluleyo, umoya ongcwele ube ukhuluma kimi. Ngifuna ukuzinikela kuNkulunkulu ukuba lubhulo lokubhula lwalolu suku lokugcina.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of her fine lady character, or maybe be a pretty little missus, or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
Enye intombazana engaba lezifiso zokuba lesimilo esihle sekhosikazi, kumbe mhlawumbe ukuba yinkosikazi encinyane enhle, kumbe mhlawumbe ngelinye ilanga wenze iHollywood umsebenzi wakho okhethiweyo.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Ngiyazibuza ukuba awuthandi kathesi ukwehlisa isifiso sakho phambi kaNkulunkulu lelizwi lakhe. Zwana ubizo likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi ngubani.
I want to be a minister, close, or a servant, a worker somewhere in church. I just sit in here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I just a little handful that's here.
Angazi uba kungaba lo mfundisi eduzane, kumbe inceku isisebenzi kwenye indawo ebandleni. Ngiphunga ukungena phakathi lapha kanye ngesikhathi. Angazi muntu yedwa phakathi kwabathathu abahlezi lapha ngalobu busuku, kodwa ngilincosana elapha.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach His word regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out, I'm still going to stay at that word. I'm going to do it.
Ngingazi ukuba kungaba lo muntu onjalo ukuthi ungathanda ukuthi kangilandaba loba ngubani ukuthi uthini. Ngiyisithunjwa sikaNkulunkulu manje. Ngiza kuchumayela ilizwi lakhe loba kunjani kangilandaba ukuthi inhlanganiso yami iyangixotsha. Ngiza kuhlala lalelo lizwi. Ngiza kukwenza.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by His grace and help, and I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Intando yami, intando kaNkulunkulu. Intando kaNkulunkulu, intando yami. Ngizakuba isibotho sika Jesu Kristu. Ngomusa langosizo lwakhe, ngizakwenza. Kucabange lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu.
How many has got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. Surrender all. With our heads bowed now, slowly now, as you think it over now, as you pray.
Bangage abalaleso sifiso. Ngalobu busuku, ungaphakamisa isandla sakho. Leso ngesami futhi. Ngiyanikela konke. Amakhanda ethu ekhothamsiwe kathesi. Kancinyane kathesi. Lapho likucabanga okwamanje. Lapho likhuleka. Ngiyanikela. Gonke. Ngiyanikela. Gonke. Gonke. Nguwe. Msindisi wami obusisekileyo. Ngiyanikela. Gonke. Ukuthi ngokupheleleyo na ngifuna ukuba isibotshwa, ngithathe inkosi ngise endlini yombumbi ngalobo busuku, ngiphahlaze futhi ngibumbe kakutsha njalo phansi lapha. Nguwe
Sindisi wami obusisekileyo ngiyanikela konke.
Heavenly Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Baba osezulwini, lapho ingoma iquba ikhala, ngicabange kulusizo ngalesi sikhathi ukuba ngifohlele ingoma futhi ngikhulume lawe okwesikhatshana nje.
As the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with like as this is our last opportunity to do it.
Lapho abantu besakhumbula, ngiyanikela konke. Baba, masikwenze lokho sengathi lithuba lethu lokugcina ukukwenza.
Let us come with sincerity. Come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His word, yoke us up together with it. God's word.
Masibuye ngobuqotho size etafuleni lenkosi njengoba kwakunjalo lezambatho ezigeziweyo, imphefumulo egeziweyo, intando ezigeziweyo, izifiso ezigeziweyo ukuba sizinikele. Futhi yeka uNkulunkulu athathe ilizwi lakhe asibophele ndawonye kanye lalo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
May the Holy Spirit take us now as we hear the yoke click around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you at your word.
Futhi umoya oyincwele makasithathe manje lapho sisizwa ijogwe likhala ezinhlizweni zethu. Kusukela kulobo busuku kusiya phambili, ngikuthatha njengokutsho kwezwi lakho.
Now, don't think your own thinking, think my thought. Think my will, I will lead you. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Gathesi ungacabanga imicabango yakho, cabanga imicabango yami, cabanga intando yami, ngizakukhokhela. Nkulunkulu, vumela ukuba kube isehlakalo kuwo wonke omunye lomunye wethu.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be a husband and wife.
Laba abantu abatsha abahlezi lapha, indoda lomfazi, futhi labanye besiza ekubeni indoda lomfazi.
This older man sitting here, this minister, been along the road.
Kula madoda amadala ahlezi lapha, abangabafundisi abakade bekhona kulindlela futhi.
Lord, just for the Neville, getting way up on the ladder. Our days are being numbered now.
Nkosi, nangu umfowethu Neville. Ni usefika phezu kwelele, insuku zethu sezimbalwa manje.
Our steps are made more careful than what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Izinyathelo zethu sezisenziwa ngonanzelelo ukwedlula lokho esasizenza khona. Siyakhangela lapho esinyathela khona. Asisela nyawo luthembekile, sikhuluma ngokwenyama njengoba sasilalo.
But Lord, as we see that more life is fading out, and none of our footsteps are sure without you got our hand.
Kodwa Nkosi, njengoba sibona leyo mpilo yenyama isifiphala, njalo akula zinyathelo zethu eziqinisekileyo, wena ungabambanga isandla sethu.
Now God take us, will you take our hearts and our will in your own hand, and let us become prisoners tonight to the word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Manje Nkulunkulu, sithathe. Uzakwenza na? Thatha inhliziyo zethu, lentando yethu esandleni sakho uqobo, futhi senze sibe izibotshwa ngalobo busuku kulo ilizwi kuKristu. Masiphile impilo zokwesaba uNkulunkulu lapha.
These women, these young men, boys and girls,
surrender their lives, Lord.
Maguti laba abafazi, laba abafazi abacha, la matota amacha, abafana la mantombazana, banigele impilo yabo, Nkosi.
And may their ambition become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of His divine grace and will. Granted, Lord.
Futhi aguti isifiso sabo sibe isifiso sokukhonza uJesu Kristu. Futhi masibe isibotshwa somusa lentando yakhe yobuNkulunkulu. Kuvumele Nkosi.
So all I know to do, Lord, these little broke up words, and I trust that you'll put them together rightly.
Iko konke engikwaziyo ukukwenza Nkosi. Lamazwi aphukaphukileyo futhi ngithemba ukuthi uza kuwahlanganisa ngokuqondileyo.
Because it's hot in here and people want to listen, but it's real warm and many have to go home and go to work early, but may don't see just lay into their heart a prison.
Ngokuba kuyachisa phakathi lapha futhi abantu bafuna ukulalela kodwa kulesikhudumezi sibili futhi abanenge kumele baye ngekhaya futhi baphangise ukuya emsebenzini kodwa lezo ntanga mazihlale enhlizweni zabo isibotshwa.
Go home and say to the wife as they before they get ready to get down and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside, look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ and His will, or do we work to our own will?
Uye ngekhaya njalo uthi kunkosikazi lapho bengalungiseleli ukuguqa phansi bathandaze kule imini kumbe lintambama eceleni kombheda likhangelane lithi sithandwa uthini ngalokho kulobu busuku sesibe yizibotshwa kuKristu la kuntando yakhe kumbe sisebenze ngentando yethu na.
May young men and young women everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Aguta matota macha, labafaza bacha, indawo zonke ikakhulu labo asebezwe umbiko, kulobu busuku, basibuze lumbuzo munye, ngiyathanda na ukuba isibotshwa ngiflathele impilo yami.
He that saves his life shall lose it, but he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Lo olondoloza impilo yakhe uyakulahlekelwa yiyo, kodwa lo olahlekelwa impilo yakhe ngenxa yami uza kuyifumana.
Father, we know that it's become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find yours, and we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Baba, siyazi ukuba yikuthi, ukuba yisibotshwa sakho, silahlekelwe yikulangatha kwethu, lezifiso zethu, ukufumana ezakho. Ngakho ke, siba lempilo ephakade. Kuvumele, Nkosi.
Only thing I know is to commit now into your hands, and may it become fruitful and bring forth great tools for the last day harvest.
Into kuphele ngiyaziyo ikunikela manje esandleni sakho. Futhi makube lesithelo njalo kuveze izisetshenziswa ezinkulu nkulu okwesivuno sosuku lokuphela.
Man and women, boys and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to His love. Shackled with fetters of divine love to Christ. We asked anything.
Amadoda labafazi, abafana lamankazana, bazinikele entandweni egcweleyo kaNkulunkulu, njalo babe yizibotshwa zikaJesu Kristu, kulo uthando lwakhe, ubotshwe ngezibopho zothando lobuNkulunkulu kuKristu, sikucela ngebizo lakhe. Yanikela konke. Maspagamen. Ngiyanikela konke. Konke.
Who will he call?
Asikuchondoko njalo amehlethu evaliwe lezandla zethu siphakamsiwe.
Ngiyanikela konke. Ngiyanikela konke. Konke kuwe msindisi wami obusisekileyo. Ngiyanikela konke.
Now if we'll bow our heads and before the dismissing song is sung, I'll take the name of Jesus with you.
Manje nxa singakhothamisa amakhandethu futhi ingoma yokuchitheka ingakahlatshelwa ethi thatha ibizo lika Jesu.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon us.
Ngizakucela lo umzalwane lapha ngiyakhohlwa ibizo lakhe udade ofakaze ngombono wobunyama busiza waphiliswa futhi khumbula ekhangela emuva iveyili lalengasekho ukukholwa kwakhe kwakwenza lokho sicithe ngomthandazo angithi mzalwane futhi ucele izibusiso zikaNkulunkulu phezukwethu.